Yo. I'm not quite sure if the Brown Lodge is on the air yet. If anyone's in the chat room can hear us, give us a hell yeah, as they would in rap vernacular from 1983. We're having all sorts of computer problems here, and we're trying to figure out what exactly is happening. Look at who's here. Our theme music. Forget what we just said. You ever get the feeling you've been cheated?
You ever get the feeling you've ever been lied to? Or do you just ever get a feeling? And sometimes I just don't.
I hear that you have more than a feeling at times. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Brown Lodge, Wednesday night, the June edition, if you will. My name is Chris. We got Mixmaster Runner on the other side over there.
Waka waka.
And 100K sitting in a corner talking to himself a little bit quietly.
I got the feeling the Sex Pistols planned that whole breakup on stage.
I don't know.
My nuts are killing me.
I would bet you that Malcolm McLaren probably planned it, whether they did or not. You are listening to the Brown Lodge exclusively on RadioBBQ.net. You can hit us on the AOL Instant Messenger at the Brown Lodge. Check out our fancy chat room for the Radio BBQ called Radio BBQ Chat. It's fancy, it's sexy, it's fun.
It's brown?
It's brown as hell.
You know what else
is brown as hell? My fine, fine hairdo. We're starting over again. My fine hairdo is brown as hell, and I was thinking maybe I should get a nice haircut.
It's actually happening live.
There's some crazy messages coming through on the answer machine while we're trying
this
to talk.
This is what I'm talking about.
No one can hear it, though. I was thinking about getting a haircut. My hair's looking a little bit long. I'm starting a job this week, and I'm trying to figure out how exactly... Wow, this is so distracting that this guy's screaming in the background right now that no one on the radio can hear.
And then a busy signal. How do you get a busy signal after you're leaving a message?
All right, very distracting.
Time Warner Cable's awesome.
Sorry. So I was thinking about getting a haircut because I'm starting a new job this week. I know you guys are going to be all disappointed. You're used to having your Brown Lodge friend be a cab driver. I'm only going to be a part-time cab driver from here on in. I'm actually going to go work for some company that I'm not going to mention the same way that 100K doesn't mention any company that he works for. And I'm thinking about getting a haircut.
Actually, we just mentioned it. Oh, wait.
No, you didn't. So I'm thinking I get a haircut. How much you think my haircut should cost?
$1,642.
I was thinking more like $3,000.
Why? Because it's so long and luxurious?
No, because $3,000 is what John Reznikoff paid to Mark Sizemore for Neil Armstrong's hair after he got a haircut. The hair cuttings of Neil Armstrong, first man to walk on the moon, if you will.
Is Mark Sizemore a punter on the Giants?
No. And he's not to be confused with Tom Sizemore.
Sports talk.
Sorry. You love sports. You can't stop it. Mark Sizemore, actually, he just owns a shop, and he cuts hair, and it's nice, and he cut Neil Armstrong's hair, and he decided to auction off his hair.
When was this haircut? When did it take place?
Like in the past week.
Oh, so it's not even like his first haircut after he came back to Earth?
No, it's not. It's not lunar hair that
so
was
it's not
for sale.
Like he had moon hair.
No moon hair.
It floated away.
That hair fell. It's exactly right. It fell out and it floated away. No, it's just his regular regulation hair. And John Reznikoff paid $3,000 for it. Do you know who John Reznikoff is?
He's a douchebag.
Do you know
he's stupid.
Do you know what he's most popularly known as?
Wasting money.
The Guinness Book of Record holder for being the guy who owns the most hair clippings of famous people.
Okay.
How in God's name is that a category?
Can't you have that record with like three? Can't you have that record with like three hair clippings?
Apparently not, because John Reznikoff has been cleaning house, cleaning barbershops, if you will.
You can just make up your own topic and basically call up Guinness Book of Records and say, "Hey, I'm the guy with the biggest, largest, pink diet energy drink collection."
Yeah, what pink? Yeah, we're drinking pink diet energy tonight. We had enough of that. What did we have last week? The YJ Stinger last week.
Yeah, you know what? I gotta tell you, I think this pink drink is disgusting.
You serious?
Horrendous.
Way better than YJ Stinger.
Taste it, please.
Yeah, my original intention tonight was actually to come in here with quite a few different energy drinks. I wanted everyone to try some. I figured maybe we'd have some taste tests. I don't know, some sort of something. But being the frantic mess that I was, I showed up here 5 minutes before the show started, so I never got a chance to go to the store and get beer or water or energy drinks or anything like that.
Well, technically the show started late, so really you got here like 9 minutes before the show started.
There you go.
Well, I just got put in my place.
You got pinked.
Oh, man. Dang, man. I've been pinked.
Yeah, sorry about that late start, everybody. Computers and stuff.
Yeah, computers are bad. We're bad at being set up in advance like we should. It's all tomfoolery. What are you going to do?
What does he have to do with this?
Who? Tom?
Tom Flaherty.
No. Not tomfoolery.
Oh.
He's the internationally known guy for being foolish, right? That's who Tom Foolery is?
Doesn't he have a book with pictures of men in leather and whip? Oh, that's Tom of Finland. Sorry.
Oh. And doesn't he have like a, you know, he likes to work out and his hair's really great. Oh, that's Thomas Lyon.
See, now we're making references to Staten Island people that no one has any idea what's going on. But Thomas Lyon was actually, I think he's in the Guinness Book of World Records for doing the most sit-ups at our high school.
I can believe it.
Isn't that there's Guinness Book records for that most sit-ups at this particular high school?
Famous hair clippings.
Like
record.
Famous hair clippings. I got the most famous hair.
What do you know what the record is offhand?
I wish I did. You can go to GuinnessBookOfRecords.com.
I would love to try to beat him and ruin his whole life. Like if he has 75, come out with 78 one year, and he gets knocked right out of the book.
I have Dave Platt's hair.
Except I don't have the amount of money he has to be buying $3,000 astronaut hair clippings. Or
well, I don't know that you necessarily would have to spend $3,000 a haircut. I mean,
you could run up to a celebrity and clip their hair off when they're not looking.
What exactly do you do with it after you get it? You're like, you kind of like laminate it and then
put it
on your wall?
Put it in a book, I guess.
Great.
But just think about it.
Wow.
Remember our like first or second show where we talked about that guy who was walking around cutting the Japanese girl's hair where he walked by and spraying them with piss?
Oh, yeah.
I wish I remember that guy's name because
Michael...
I think...
Michael...
A.
No. His name's
Michael
Runner,
a.
Dude. Actually, I probably have it in my book here. But, yeah, that's a real... Oh, man. No, not Russ Hopkins. Yeah, my book is all...
Philly DeGarmo?
Phil DeGarmo is actually the guy who did it. That's upsetting. Disturbing. I just find it to be... It's a pretty odd, unusual, peculiar thing to
hair clippings or the piss thing?
Well, the piss thing I don't necessarily think is so bad.
I could have done that today.
What? Clip piss?
Yeah.
Or sprayed?
I'm not feeling very well.
You have no idea how much I agree with you. I'm physically unwell. I'm emotionally unwell, more so than usual. I'm very tired. My lovely daughter decided to start jumping up and screaming at about 4 o'clock in the morning last night, and that made my wife jump up and start screaming last night. It was fantastic. It was really great because my alarm clock goes off at 5, but I slept right through it. I showed up at work like an hour late today. It was fantastic. I'm on the way out. You know, I'm mailing it in for this last week. I'm cabin. What are they gonna do? Fire me? I start the day after tomorrow at a new place.
You know, we should all get a big circle jerk going.
Ew.
Run a batch into an envelope and then mail it to them with a big picture of you on it and telling them where you can stick it after your fucking 2 years of work.
See, the thing
I'm just kind of just trying to make up for the twice of amount of swearing I make up for Monday.
But the thing is, I actually plan to still cab on the weekend, so that probably wouldn't be a good idea.
Oh, sorry.
You could put my picture in it. They won't know the difference.
Terrific. That's what I'm going to do. So, hey, I was going to say the name of the company. I'm not going to. So-and-so cars, here comes load to you, my friend. What's happening? The squirrel's going to be eating nuts while I send it to them? You're listening to the Brown Lodge on Radio BBQ. There are lots of great shows here on Radio BBQ. You should be listening to them all the time.
Hey, let's name one of them, Chris. What do you got?
Specifically speaking, I was listening to Insomnia with Bethy Nova last night. She had me rocking out all over the place. There were no horns. She actually was playing some pretty good music last night. It was a good time. Yeah, no, I was actually asking her if she could help me find a Maurice Starr song that I was looking for that I can't seem to find. Maurice Starr, the genius behind New Kid on the Block, and I can't think of the other. He did like another boy band. I think he had something to do with NSYNC with that Ron Perlman guy. Although Ron Perlman's someone else. I don't know.
Isn't he like a billionaire?
Ron Perlman, that guy.
Married to
exactly. Yeah, but he has another name like that. It's not Ron Perlman. It's Ron Pebbles, something, whatever his name is. But Maurice Starr had something to do with it. He does a lot of boy band stuff. But he had a song called Sally Brown in the early 80s. And it was almost a ska song. It's like somewhere between ska and reggae. And it's the most ridiculous song in the world where Sally Brown, if you get her mad, she's going to hit you with the cuckoo maca stick. It's the most ridiculous thing in the world. Makes absolutely no sense. And I love the song, and I was desperately searching for it.
Is that another name for her wiener?
No, she doesn't have one. Sally Brown, Charlie's little sister. She doesn't have a wiener.
How do you know?
She has a dog.
Snoopy's not. What kind of dog is he?
He's like a dachshund. No, he's a beagle.
What?
Oh yeah,
he's not a wiener dog. He's a.
They're hard to find. It's hard to tell. It's kind of stuck inside.
No, dude, I don't know what you're talking about. It's like a dachshund is the wiener dog. He's not that. He's a beaver dog. No, he's a beagle. Anyway, but yeah, big ups, as they say in the community of upping. Big ups to Bethy Nova on putting on a fine show last night that I enjoyed. Unfortunately, I was eating dinner for all of Leet Speak's show, and I missed that. But I wanted to because I know 100K is a big fan of him.
Leet Speak, you mean? Wait, what are you talking about?
That's what I just said, Leet Speak. I didn't catch his show.
I was totally reading the Guinness Book of World Records website just now.
There's nothing wrong with that. No, I was saying I wanted to check out his show last night, but I never got a chance to because I was busy eating tacos. Choco tacos.
I didn't catch it last night,
ice cream?
Admittedly.
But I
honestly don't know what I was doing last night.
It was just regular time. I know what you were doing last
night. Wasn't I with you last night?
You absolutely were not. You were nowhere near me last night, especially not while you were hanging out with squirrels.
Hey,
I really don't remember. I don't remember last night.
I didn't speak to you. Dude, it had a lot to do with...
Seriously, my balls are killing me.
Ox, what do you mean killing you?
I have no idea. It's just hard to move.
They're fighting you?
I think so.
It had to do
the
with
inside
the...
out.
Oh, my God. I'm very uncomfortable with this whole thing. I didn't speak to you at all last night. I think you were in some sort of drunken vodka and Red Bull haze.
No, definitely not.
I knew you eventually mixed alcohol in with that.
Eventually, I think he was born to do that.
No, I really, honestly, I don't know.
Speaking of,
oh, okay, I know what I was doing. I was watching the Mets lose last night.
Woo!
Last night, oh, because I was working and then I went home. All right, it all came back to me now. It was a really boring night. I was hoping that maybe I was climbing a mountain or doing something exciting.
I'm glad that we let everyone know that, you know, I watched some TV and I sat on the couch. It was an exciting night. Hey, Ryder, what about you? What'd you do last night?
Let's see. I ground some ephedrine into a powder. I snorted it. I slapped my girl around for a while. I gave my dog an oral enema.
See, here's the thing.
And then I went to bed.
I think you're doing shtick.
No, that's really what I did. Oh, actually, I went and saw a soccer game.
Did you really?
Yes, I did.
Who'd you see? AC Milan, the only soccer team I know because you guys mentioned it 2 weeks ago.
Actually, you did.
Did I? Oh, go, because Mike and Mike in the Morning on ESPN Radio, who you shouldn't be listening to, you should be listening to Radio BBQ, did.
What did I go see last night? It was England, and it's written on that ticket right in front of you.
England versus England.
Yeah, well, anyway, England won. It was great. I had a great time. I had a couple wobbly pops. It's a little hard to actually get back together. But it was fun. And I got a ride home in a Mini Cooper.
That's fantastic. Did you? That's a fancy day.
And I said it like 100 times today. What the hell is the other fucking team?
Jesus England, Christ. You said. It was England versus England.
Yeah, it was England versus England. It was awesome.
And England wins.
England won.
You know what I did last night?
What?
Absolutely nothing.
I
literally went home. I put on Insanity with Bethany Nova. I listened to a few songs. I ate dinner. I washed some dishes when I was done eating dinner. And then I said to my wife, I want to go to bed early for a change because I want to get up on time for work tomorrow. And I proceeded to wake up an hour late because I got woken up. That's what I did today.
I did go to sleep early as well last night. I went to sleep at like 12:30, which I usually go to sleep later.
At 12:30 is usually when you're IMing me saying, you're still awake?
Yeah.
And
you know what? I did have a vodka and Red Bull in a bar a couple of years ago, and they charged me like $12 for it.
Delish. $12.
I wonder what they charge now.
Well, Red Bulls are pretty expensive on their own, right? Like $2 a can?
Yeah. They're like $2.50, actually.
A quarter glass of vodka at least costs $12, right?
Obviously. you're getting we're getting some IMs from your special lady, 100K. Your special lady number 7, not the other 3 girls.
Well, I don't know if she understands that I'm across the room, so if she's IMing me, I'm not going to see it.
Do we have a...
Yeah,
should we even try to get
it
on there?
We probably shouldn't mess around with the computer. That's we've been having such out on the air.
We've been having such a sensitive computer night. I don't think we should mess with the bull.
John Reznikoff is referred to on the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you know who John Reznikoff is?
Isn't that the guy who played? Didn't he play Cliff Clavin on Cheers?
I think he punted for Tom Sizemore's football team.
Hey, wait a second.
John Reznikoff is referred to as the world's leading authority on collecting hair clippings on the Guinness Book of World Records website.
With no number?
There's no number on it, no. It just says that an anonymous buyer paid £115,000 for the Elvis hair clipping, and John Reznikoff otherwise is the world's leading authority on hair clippings, celebrity hair clippings.
Here we go. Oh, that was the wrong part. Wait. Hey, you can tell your John Reznikoff story one more time.
But that's not an official statement.
Sure it is. Sure it is. He collects hair.
Official statement from
it's a statement.
Lodge. Opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect those of Radio BBQ or its subsidiaries.
The Brown Lodge has 100% faith in the news that John Reznikoff collects hair.
There you go. Anything's a statement.
See, I don't know that I agree with that.
Hey, we need content.
All the energy you expect. No, I got a bunch. All the energy you expect without the calories. I'm reading the side of a can. Isn't it obvious that we have tons of content?
No, here we go. Wait.
The following is an official statement from the Brown Lodge. Opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect those of Radio BBQ or its subsidiaries.
We didn't even get time to get the statement off. That's how many statements we can have in a statement.
No, technically you just
time.
Said,
was a statement. All right.
Special statement.
You're listening to the Brown Lodge. God only knows why, because we're just rambling and getting a little wild here on RadioBBQ.net. Hit us on the AOL Instant Messenger at the Brown Lodge. Check out the chat room, RadioBBQ chat. Hit our message boards. Get us some emails. There's all sorts of stuff up at thebrownlodge.com that you could look at, including our sassy webcam. Speaking of, did you ever get that webcam running? Yours running again?
Oh, I didn't. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, well, you got one webcam running. You could see me, the fat kid, sitting in a corner and say, hey, wow.
Hey, if there's a fat kid sitting in a corner here, it's definitely me.
Hey, come on, I am.
Okay, the fat guy sitting sort of in the middle of the room is who you could see.
My balls are killing me.
This is the most offensive thing I've ever heard in my life. Oh, man, oh, man.
Seriously, my left one is just killing me.
This is the most horrendous thing. Why?
I have no idea. I fell asleep at Crazy Joe's today. I wish I could tell you about him, but we'll have to talk about him on Monday. He called a little while ago. And I'd just like to say,
this
one goes out to Crazy Joe and all the believers out there. Oh, wait, I don't have anything to play, but, you know, just meant this in general.
I'm getting IM some sort of stories. Oh, my God. This is the story from... did you hear about the... You know, I know you like sports so much. Ball, if you will. You know about the San Francisco 49ers videotape that came out?
No.
Like, their PR guy had to resign because he's been... He put out some training video on how to deal with the press and stuff. And... hi. And on this, he puts it out every year for the players when they come in, as this whole story behind it. And apparently this one was pretty racially and sexually insensitive. I don't know what slurs were used.
How's that even possible?
What do you mean, how's it possible? I think he put out a thing using the N-word,
maybe he was just showing a rap video.
that could have been it. It could have just been the new Fitty scent that he was playing. But no, apparently, I haven't seen the video yet. I just got Dan actually just IM'd us with the link to the story, but I was listening to
Can
it today.
Can I do a reenactment?
Oh, man, I don't know if we want to. Oh. Is that going to hurt feelings?
My official statement is that I have nothing to do with the reenactment to the right of me.
No, these are the plays we're talking about now.
Here it is.
I'd like to do the OJ murder all over again.
The 15-minute film featuring racist jokes, lesbian soft porn, and topless blondes features the team's public relations director, Kirk Reynolds, impersonating San Francisco Mayor Gavin Newsom in the mayor's office and other city scenes. I don't know. I know there's a way that you can actually link it and see it online, but I haven't seen it yet. I find it pretty
They should have had Ozzy Newsom impersonate Gavin Newsom.
Intriguing? Tantalizing, titillating.
You don't think, like, if you had like a huge job as a PR director for a major NFL team, that you would think maybe better of doing a video of, I don't know, of
what?
I'm not going to use the word that you desperately want me to use right now. Jokes of prejudice and racial impropriety. Impropriety.
I see no line.
Isn't that like opening a business or something?
Yes, racially. Like you're racing to open a business. It's racial impropriety.
It's all about the way you take it.
Well, the thing is, I don't know how else it could be taken. I didn't see the tape. I'm randomly talking.
It can only be taken negatively, and that's why everybody's got to stick up their butt.
That's, you know what? That's, what is that? I think Mick Foley said in his book, Have a Nice Day, the first book, if nothing good could come out of it, then don't do it at all.
Did it make them a better team? It was a training video.
I would love. Oh God, they were like what 2-14 last year. I don't think they made them a better team.
Well, I'd be screaming the N-word all over the field if they were 2-14.
By the way, can I make an official statement about Mick Foley's book?
Yeah, let's go for it.
The following is an official statement from the Brown Lodge. Opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect those of Radio BBQ or its subsidiaries.
If nothing good can come out of it, don't do it. That was pretty official stuff, wasn't it?
That was like right on... Oh, motherfucker. I was going to say, except for that one little moment, we were right
Those are actually two separate sounds. They don't play as one sound.
No, I didn't play them as one sound. I did the separate...
Oh, you timed them out?
Yeah, but it went right into our outro music.
By the way, we're getting some messages in the room
from... and the Dancing Tulip.
From 100K's girl saying, sports equals boring. I'm going to sleep. I stopped drinking for this. I hate sports. Your girl really loves to support everything you do, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
It was my idea. I talked sports. He hates sports.
Hey, when did you put us up on MySpace, by the way?
I didn't. 100K did. Actually, I think his intern Keith or...
Baxter did it. I fired Keith.
Oh, my God. I thought it was odd that he didn't show up here tonight.
No, I fired him. Didn't I mention it last week?
Probably.
Oh, yeah, I fired him.
I was half in the bag last week. I don't even remember.
Yeah, he's still out there.
Holy
he still
crap.
Shows up.
Yeah, I was half in the bag last week. Meanwhile, I was talking to Runner before the show today saying, like, yo, I think we did a great show for the first hour on Monday. I think it was fantastic, and I was stone cold sober. I want to do the same thing today. To which he responds, dude, you drank like four or five beers while I was standing in the room with you. I didn't remember that I was totally, absolutely S-faced on Monday.
Because you run around here all frantic, touching buttons, pushing things, getting everybody out of your way, running your Nazi regime, throwing your weight around, spitting your spitballs, tossing your milk, drinking your cookies, and you don't even try to even respect us. You leave us like dirt, lurches in the background, living under our own feces. I don't even know what I'm talking about at this point, but you did go.
I actually
like to noodle around.
I was agreeing with you up until that point. I don't know what you didn't know. Yeah, that's basically what I try and do.
What is a lurch?
Isn't he the tall guy from the Addams Family?
You're right. I can't believe I was left as a lurch in the background, and I don't even know what it is.
We were buried under our own feces.
Yeah, but
I reached into a toilet just to.
By the way, what is
to know.
What is the MySpace name? That's the filthiest story that I'm trying to block out of my mind. I've remembered it now.
Somebody called me resin mouth breath, toilet resin mouth breath on the chat room the other night when I was just trying to participate and be nice. So you can all go fuck myself. What? I don't even know what I'm talking about.
It's the Brown Lodge.
Oh, just the Brown Lodge. Do you need like an email or anything to find somebody on MySpace?
I think Keith@thebrownlodge.com. If you search for that email,
yeah,
he had set it up. So
yeah, I'm gonna. I'll check it out when I go home. I'll put it up on the site. I didn't get to link it yet. You sent me the link the other day, but like I said, I was half in the bag, so I don't really recall.
I've never heard that until you just said it.
You've never heard the phrase half in the bag?
Absolutely not.
You know who did hear the term half in the bag?
Who?
Christian Slater. You familiar with the gentleman by the name of Christian Slater?
Pump up the volume, my friend.
Oh, Heathers, Funny Things, Strange Bad Things, Very Bad Things. Is that the movie where they kill the Asian hooker?
You mean Handprint?
What?
Handprint.
I don't even know what that means. Is that her name?
Isn't that his new nickname?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. That's exactly. You know, I'm bringing up something and I don't even know. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Handprint. Runner, are you familiar with what happened to your boy, half in the bag, Christian Handprint Slater did?
No, I'm not away there, Chris. Why don't you bring it on to me?
Well, apparently last night, him and his girl got into a little tiff and they were fighting after he was out drinking and cavorting all night, if you will. When he gets home, they're fighting and they brawl and she walks away. So he decides to feel a 52-year-old woman's ass that was buying cigarettes at the store, right? I don't know if it was cigarettes or something. I think it was cigarettes. And he decided to feel up her butt.
Well, my.
Her coolie, if you will, which, by the way that I like to hit on girls when I'm driving around the streets, because girls like when you hit on them when you're driving around. I don't know if you knew that. They like when you yell out of cars to them, and basically, usually the best thing to yell to them is, no, don't yell that your balls hurt, because I know that's what you're about to say. What you got to yell to them is, hey, baby, nice coolie. Girls dig that so much. Oh, God, that's right. Interview with a Vampire is another film he did. Yeah, we're on a little bit of a lag here, so I'm getting to the chat room a second or so later. But, Christian likes to feel butts.
So he said it was BS as he was getting into the car and to the cameras as he was getting put into a police car.
Did he actually abbreviate it? Did he even say the word?
He said, this is cocky.
This is bull donkey. I didn't touch a coolie. What do you think? I'm some sort of freak?
Consign it. This is some kind of poo-poo.
You think I'm some sort of flipping nut, don't you? Stick it where the sun don't shine.
When I'm done, you won't get arrested in this town.
In all honesty, man,
I'm jitterbugging the hell out of here. Do, 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 do.
Well, 23 Skidoo, what am I going to do?
How did he end up in the 20s? Because he doesn't curse.
That's the time of no cursing, apparently. I guess I live in the 20s because I live a pure, curse-free life.
God almighty.
What?
It's so hard.
It's not so hard. It's not hard for me.
Seriously, I have to go down and get a cup of coffee. I'll be back in a little while.
Really?
I guess he is. Wow, that was totally...
He'll be taking my ears with him.
Yeah, I guess Runner's going to get a cup of coffee, and as he's walking out, he tackled 100K on the way out the door. Yeah, but so that said, so Christian Slater likes to feel old women's butts, and he thinks it's bull dinky.
He was just in a movie recently.
Bull Durham?
No, Bull Durham wasn't in a movie. Christian Slater was.
Oh, okay. I don't know anything. I don't see.
It was called Alone in the Dark or something. I was surprised when I saw that it was that he was in a movie. I don't know why that's interesting. I thought his career was over.
No, Christian Slater starred in some of the finest films going, as we said earlier. Pump
so
up
did
the volume.
Cary Grant.
His career's not over. I think he's booming.
Is he?
I'm sure he is. I bet you the estate of Cary Grant is still making money off of rentals from him.
That's true.
Elvis Presley still makes the most money of any musician in the world, and he's been dead for at least 3 years.
Who gets that money?
I assume Graceland. Graceland.
Who?
By the way, that was my way of singing the Paul Simon song by saying it twice. Did you like that? It was a good impersonation.
It's not. He's not. He's not. Priscilla. Wow. Priscilla isn't still receiving money.
I wouldn't think so. I think there. I don't
Lisa
know what.
Lisa Marie.
I would think Lisa Marie probably is a benefactor.
Did Lisa Marie Presley marry Michael Jackson once? Is that totally insane, or did that really happen?
Didn't Lisa Marie marry Michael Jackson? Yeah, she did.
She did, right?
She did, and she kissed him. She apparently really loved him. That's what she was
did
claiming.
Did she testify for him at this recent proceedings?
I don't recall if she was called. I know his ex, I know the mother of his children was, but I don't think she was involved.
Okay. Debbie.
Debbie Rowe. Yeah,
trash.
Oh, come on, leave her be. She's a good girl.
Yeah, there's no reason to pick on her. I feel so mean now.
You know, just because a girl sells the fruit of her loins to some crazy maniac, all of a sudden you think she's bad?
No. I don't even know what's going on, but no.
We're talking about Michael Jackson.
Yeah, Runner's walking in and chiming in. No, even. Yeah, we're talking about the woman who sold her babies to Michael Jackson. You guys are having private parties in the corner over and over again. It's making me insane over here. I'm sitting here alone on the Brown Lodge on RadioBBQ.net.
Well,
AOL Instant Messenger, the Brown Lodge.
Our interns are such slackers. I have to go for my own Starbucks run now. Thanks.
You can hit us in the...
Everybody's getting fired.
The chat room, Radio BBQ
house.
Chat.
Well, Baxter has double the work now. And I fired Keith, but he still shows up. He's just outside hanging out now.
Isn't double nothing still nothing?
Is that my girlfriend on the couch?
Hey, Baxter is a good intern.
Sorry.
No, I understand.
What happened? What is he doing? Runner?
He's hitting on my girlfriend on the couch.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Like I just said, isn't double
by
nothing
hitting
nothing?
On, I mean sex. Oh, wait. Ouch. Dog's watching.
You know who is watching?
Cat spanking.
You know who is watching?
No.
The NYPD.
All right.
Oh, God.
I don't know anything about
radio. I just knocked over my
mic. I got to go now.
Okay. Are you familiar with the NYPD?
Yeah.
They're a couple of guys. They like to hang out sometimes.
Are you really leaving again?
I'm getting ready to.
I have to explain. Before you go into that, I have to explain the madness to everybody. When Runner leaves, I have to take my headphones off.
Yeah, is your camera up so they can actually see the...
They can only see Keith.
No, they can't see the situation in the room.
I don't know if they're seeing it live, though, so they're going to think later on I'm talking about some topic and doing this for some reason.
Yeah, I guess it doesn't make sense.
He'll come around this way, and the majority of the time, he won't, like, let me know ahead of time. He'll just walk this way, and my headphones will come flying off my head.
I never see your cord. I never think it's going to be here, but somehow it always gets tangled around my head.
The way they're situated is literally, I don't know, 24 inches apart from each other, and it's a little pathway that 100K sits right in the middle of.
Granted, when I hear him say I'm leaving now, I should maybe think twice and I should take my headphones off ahead of time.
You never
I really
know.
Shouldn't be leaving in the middle of a show anyway.
You also don't know if it's a theater of the mind that he's getting into or not. See, there he is. He's leaving again. But I'm looking at him. He's standing in the same place. You know, I just ripped down that 14th wall of walls.
Brownness.
NY.
Hey, is someone calling on my cell phone?
I hear some kind of crazy buzzing. I don't know.
Pick it up. It's up there.
It's.
We're being
attacked
by
phones
every 5 minutes. We're
being completely. We're being attacked by phones at every angle here.
Yeah. Jamar, if you're out there, I live at one. No, I can't do that. Jamar, come on over. My buddy came down from California, and he's in the city. And I'm missing him. And he wanted to be a part of the show tonight. He'd be a lot of fun. He's got a lot of stories. He's done a lot of interesting things with himself. And
so
plus,
where is he? What's the story?
I don't know.
Oh, all right.
I figure calling me. So, sorry.
Do you want to try and catch him on the break, or do you want to take a break to try and call him?
That'll be all right. We'll have the interim. I'll call him.
Yeah, I mean, is he going to be able to get here in an hour and 15 minutes?
Probably not.
Sorry.
It's not exactly the easiest place to get to. I live in, you know, the Hudson Valley, 652 Evergreen Terrace.
I love the Hudson Valley Renegades.
That's your favorite team from Penn, the Penn League, the New York Penn League?
Well, I'm partial to the Cyclones.
Yuck, yuck, yuck.
But the Hudson Valley Renegades are our favorite as well.
Seriously. This is a team in the single A ball league, the same that the Staten Island Yankees are in.
The New York Penn League.
The New York Penn League. It's the Staten Island Yankees, the Brooklyn Cyclones, the
Hudson Valley Renegades,
and who is the other team?
The Aberdeen Redbirds,
and
the New Jersey. Oh, the New Jersey Redbirds, maybe.
I don't know.
I've been to about 4 Staten Island Yankee games, and I could have swore there was a really hick sounding team that.
The Crosscutters of Williamsport.
No.
But here's the thing, though. Does it not?
They beat the Yankees 14-1, by the way.
Isn't this
only seen blowouts?
Wouldn't it make the most sense for us to reach out to us, the Brown Lodge, as a show on behalf of Radio BBQ.net to reach out to the Hudson Valley Renegades and try and get an endorsement from them for the Brown Lodge? The Hudson Valley Renegades. Renegades.
But no one knows about our Renegade.
Well, I'm just saying, Renegades and the Brown Lodge together at last.
Hudson Valley
is
sort of
semi-local. Wouldn't it make more sense to have the Staten Island Yankees on?
I will have absolutely nothing to do with them. And out of respect to you...
You're looking in the wrong place, buddy.
And out of respect to you, I wouldn't expect you to have...
Because it's Yankees? You don't want it to be?
And out of respect to you, I wouldn't... wouldn't expect you...
Okay. Kind of because it's Staten Island, too.
They truly suck.
Out of respect to you, I wouldn't want to have look for an endorsement deal with the Brooklyn Cyclones. The thing is, I like the idea of the team being the Renegades. I think that's the greatest name for a team, and I want to be down with them.
Excellent name, but we already have a crappy team that we could get behind.
They're also
pull forward. Bring the people together. Get to the stadium. Play shows. Do live events.
prizes. Popcorn.
The Staten Island Yankees also will never be on the actual Yankees. Whereas the Hudson Valley Renegades are an A-ball team of the Tampa Bay Devil Rays, so there's a good chance that's going to be the Tampa Bay Devil Rays come September.
Yeah, any of the guys that you see that day may be in the major leagues the next day because they're...
If they do one good thing, they picked up an assist.
They're probably just as good as their major leaguers, outside of like three guys on the actual major league squad.
The Staten Island Yankees will be traded for a 45-year-old that makes $30 million a year by July, so...
I go down and watch it.
I just a personal thing. I think the typical thing
doesn't Rick Cerrone own one of those teams or something?
Rick Cerrone, the Newark Bears.
That's an independent league. That's not really affiliated with the major leagues. That's where Ricky Henderson was playing last year.
Ricky Henderson, love Ricky Henderson. You ever hear that bit? It's pretty funny. Sorry, I couldn't do it though.
Ricky Henderson does love Ricky Henderson.
So I don't understand independent league. Like you pay to get in.
But it's not affiliated with Major League Baseball. It's not considered part of the technical farm system where, like, the Yankees will call someone up or send someone down to. It's something totally different. It's as if we started our own baseball league.
Long Island Ducks are part of it, where John Rocker plays now.
We started our own radio show.
But that's what I'm saying. But despite the fact that I don't see Opie and Anthony or Ron and Fez giving us a call saying, you know what, guys, Fezzy's not going to be able to make it in on Tuesday. Runner, I need you to come in and work the board.
That's what I'm waiting for.
But it hasn't happened as of yet.
Yeah. At least by the end of the night.
Not to my knowledge yet. Do you need to make an official announcement on where you're going?
I'm injecting Fezzy with herpes on the way over.
Don't do that.
Actually, I hit my leg.
No, but so seriously speaking, we were talking about things watching. Because that was a good segue, right? We're talking about things watching. You know who is watching is the NYPD. You're familiar with the NYPD, correct? I guess Mike's leaving, quote unquote, leaving again.
I'm not participating in this conversation.
The NYPD is now watching you, my friends. Any one of you that is in the New York City area. I don't know. I think the vast majority of you are not watching from New York City, listening from New York City. But if you do come here, they are now putting up cameras all over the city, 400 of them to be exact, in high-crime areas to watch and see what may or may not be happening. You hear anything about this?
Yeah, I read it in the paper. I honestly got no problem with it.
I think it's the greatest thing in the world.
And I think the people that do have a problem with it...
are criminals?
Oh, the ACLU, but they have a problem with everything, so, you know. Oh. It's not going into people's houses, you know?
Exactly. So when I go to the Midland Beach...
And I'm racist.
When I go to the Midland Beach Boardwalk now, I'm going to smile for the camera and say hello. When I go to Richmond Terrace and Westervelt Avenue, because God knows I'd be there for any reason other than to score a bag.
Why do they need a camera there? No crime happens there.
I know. It's really odd, right? Or if I go to the corner of Richmond Avenue and Amboy Road to get... I mean, I'm getting local Staten Island here, but I mean, it's all over the city. It's like 400 different spots. Herald Square, 34th Street... all over the city. I think it's the greatest idea in the world. I have no problem with it. I think they should watch everything and try and keep our street safe.
Okay, so if you're screwing around, you can be videotaped and then it can come back and haunt you in the...
Absolutely.
It can haunt you in the ass later?
100%.
Oh, God.
I tend to think that what they're going to be... The way that I understand it
I did get a ticket for peeing the other day.
I do understand that. The way I'm understanding it, though, is...
Peeing.
I understand that. What they're going to be
doing... A natural body function.
Not in public.
In the rain, in a freaking war zone.
Okay, for the record, I have no quarrel with your public urination. I have no quarrel with littering. I have no quarrel with drugs, even.
Well, I'm in on this conversation.
You know, what I'm saying is, I think the intent for this is so they can check videotapes later. They're not actually going to be having someone sitting there monitoring it. If someone reports a crime happening in an area, like that they got jacked for something, or somebody, you know, they saw a fight or something, they're going to go back and watch the videotape and try and figure out who did it. That's the idea behind the cameras. It's not like someone's going to be sitting watching webcams all day.
Nah.
Like you could be doing at thebrownlodge.com. You could see my fat booty sitting on the coolie talking in the moolies.
Oh man!
What?
Like remember those kids that shot that actress?
We try, but we just don't succeed.
I don't even understand what you're saying.
Oh, sorry, movie.
I was making random sounds with my mouth, and it came out.
Wait, I can make a random sound.
That's horrendous. What were you saying, 100K?
You couldn't make the random sound that way.
Well, the mics are this way. I don't know if my stinker's on, but I'm drinking coffee.
I said, remember the actress that got shot on the Lower East Side of New York
New York City.
Oh, yeah, yeah, like a couple months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was more than a few
weeks ago. A bunch of uncivilized, I mean, underprivileged kids.
Do you understand what my issue with that whole thing is? I insist that someplace in there she might have been wrong in this, because the day after, her boyfriend decided to have a revival at the spot where she was shot by lighting flames.
Oh, her boyfriend is a moron. I wish he had been killed.
And he was doing interpretive dance and lighting fires and candles at the spot of her death.
See, he absolutely should have been shot, that guy. Yeah, he
then obviously someplace in her mind there had to be something wrong with her if she saw fit to date him.
Maybe she wanted to die because she looked, turned around and saw who she was with behind.
You know, please shoot me. I don't want to go home. I don't want to go home with this dancing buffoon.
It looked like some kind of a ceremony that the Brady Bunch would have been at. This guy, like, with paper dragons and lighting the ground on fire.
Vincent Price came out. Hello!
I didn't know that there were paper dragons.
The tiki idol.
Vincent Price had tied the other people to tikis earlier in the day. Oliver.
Yes?
By the way, just so we know, 100K, your lady friend is the big hit in the chat room. Her commentary during the show is getting people saying that she needs her own show on Radio BBQ, just so you know.
What, she just tearing on us?
She's probably saying how much she hates me. That's pretty much what she says when we're together.
She's yelling about how she doesn't like talking on the radio, and she's yelling the word penis out. It's, well, by yelling, I mean typing with exclamation points.
She's probably really angry about the sports thing.
Yeah, I understand. I can understand.
But yeah, those kids got caught by a surveillance camera that a store had set up in the area. The only reason they even knew who they were was because they happened to be walking through
I only vaguely remember that they... you know what I remember more than anything? I remember seeing that the two girls got caught. I didn't remember the guys ever getting caught.
Oh, the kid that shot her got caught.
But I remember that. I remember the picture of the two girls and looking at them, that they were, like, one of them was, like, really young.
They were young.
One was 14, but then the other ones were, like, in their 20s. It was odd. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, they got, I don't even remember the whole story. I love talking about a news story from 3 months ago, but it does tie into the whole camera issue. I think it's great. I think we should have cameras everywhere. To be honest, I would have no problem if you put a camera in my house. I would have no problem with the fact that they put a camera in this room at this very moment where there is an illegal activity going on. Sodomy.
Hey! Ow, ow, ow. Oh.
But no offense, don't take this the wrong way. You would like your whole house to be mirrored. You like looking at you. And while most people hate themselves, you, on the other hand...
I'm as vain as you could possibly get. I do think that song is about me. I honestly, you know what? I'm a heavy man. I'm not a very attractive man. I've got some bad hair. I've got all sorts of problems. But I think that I'm so attractive, it's not even funny. I love looking in the mirror at me. And, I'm sorry. I like looking at me.
I like looking at you. Oh, but you know what? They gave away where these cameras are going to be, so there's a good chance that no crime is going to be committed anymore. And
whoa, hold on. Do we have any news sound effects? We have an official news bit, and it's real serious news. Somebody make a news sound. I just got an IM here. We have it right here. It is a Radio BBQ.
Wait, ruffle some papers. Ruffle some papers.
Seriously, this is important. This is a Radio BBQ exclusive coming out to you on the Brown Lodge tonight. The S-bomb leads to Ron and Fez suspension officially as of today, 6-1. WJFK FM ran a best of Ron and Fez on Wednesday evening. It's because the show is being suspended for letting the S-bomb slip out onto the airwaves on Tuesday's show. More as news becomes available. They've been known to do things like this before. They suspended Don and Mike earlier in the year, where staffers suffered a two-week suspension without pay for letting a bad word make the airwaves. Wow. I'm really in a state of shock. I'm stunned. I can't even believe that my favorite, runner's favorite, and I think even 100K really likes it. He just never checks out as much as us. Radio show Ron and Fez may very well, looks like it is, suspended.
Saying shit?
Apparently, yeah, and letting it go out over the air.
They say it on NYPD.
Did you not just learn the lesson?
We're not guided by that crap. Shit.
No, that crap. But wow, I'm stunned right now. I'm really in a state of shock. That's actually my favorite.
That truly sucks. I'm really depressed right now.
Yeah, well, I'm glad I got last night's show off of...
I stopped listening to music. I just listened to Ron and Fez.
Well, how long would a suspension be for that word?
Yeah, but,
I guess it's up to... Is it an FCC suspension or is it a radio station suspension?
Do you know what I was going to say right here? I don't know if it makes any sort of sense, if it actually is really what's happening here. Because if you listen to any of the internet radio stuff that's out there, like the Radio BBQ, one of the friends of the Ron and Fez show, Paranoid, has his own show. And on last week's show... He had Mikey D on the show. I'm getting really way into the Ron and Fez thing here. I'm sorry. But he had Mikey D on the show. But before that happened...
Well, Mikey D has his own radio BBQ show.
He most certainly does. Mikey D's musical roller coaster.
It's filthy. He curses every other word. Love it.
That's fantastic.
I jerk off the whole time.
But the thing is, on the show last week, right before he had Mikey D on, he had Elfish on for a couple minutes. And Elfish said something about, well, they only have 4 shows left. That was last Wednesday. This was his radio exclusive that he said, and I was just thinking about that, saying, hey, wait, maybe this is...
I hate waiting in between.
Maybe this is a cover, maybe this is something, and Eric Ryan, who actually, I think he has a show...
Downtime in between? I hate downtime in between. Usually they try to set themselves up in a market somewhere else, right? They have something else going.
I would think so. I don't really know. I wish I knew. But Eric Ryan...
I pay for satellite radio.
I'm definitely going to pay for satellite radio. I don't mind. Eric Ryan, who hosts Eric's Archives here on Radio BBQ, has put some stuff out there about how he believes it's a smokescreen. And I don't know.
Did you listen to Tuesday's show? Because you're usually caught up.
I did not listen to Tuesday's show. I left my Palm Pilot at home that I listened to it at work with. It wasn't charged. I didn't charge it last night. I have it. I'll listen to it tonight. Actually, I won't. I'm going to listen to this over and over again because I'm so vain.
I have yet to put us on... I downloaded it today, but you guys showed up.
You should honestly maybe take a listen to our show.
We stink.
Admire what we do.
Do we stink?
I think at times we stink. I think at times we're good. I think we're a program. I do think that we sound almost like a real radio show.
Really? Almost. I downloaded you guys talking. I figured I could handle that more than hearing me.
This Monday show, gotta say, I mean, again, going back to me being vain again, I think the first hour of the show, gold. We take the musical break, horrendous after that for a while. That's just a personal opinion. But we probably shouldn't be critiquing ourselves on the air. We should be talking about how great our show is, The Brown Lodge, on RadioBBQ.net. You should check us out every Monday and Wednesday, 8 to 10 p.m., and check out our best of every Saturday, 4 to 6 p.m.
I can't even believe that we have a best of.
Well, it's
kind of funny.
It's the best of the 4 shows we've done. One of the best of the 4 shows we've done will be this Saturday.
Well, hopefully it's tonight. Because I'm feeling mighty spicy. How about you, Keith?
Man, I am
fired.
I got to be totally honest. I'm really going to be bummed out if Ron and Fez is really gone right now. This is gonna
ruin my listening pleasure.
You could listen to the Brown Lodge though.
And by the way, my balls are killing me.
I think at the very least it should probably bring an influx of listeners to Radio BBQ.
Trying to get a bunch of knockoffs.
All the radio. Geeks out there that love listening to all these feeds will probably be listening strictly to us instead of bouncing back and forth between us and the JFK feed that's out there that no one likes to talk about.
Radiophiles, if you will.
Indeed. Radiophiles listening to radiophiles.
That's a stupid favor, but can you give me a thing of tape from inside that box? Nope.
See, this is why they got suspended. Favors on the air.
Well, if K-1000 was doing his job, or...
K-1000 got fired.
If Baxter was doing his job...
K-2000 still works. Hey, K-1000 never existed. Keith got fired.
If 2500 times 3 was doing his job, I'd have my microphone to an appropriate height.
He wasn't K-1000 Keith at any point? He was never
Thank
called
you,
that?
By the way.
Keith? He was always Keith.
I know he was Keith, but Baxter was always Baxter.
No, Baxter was K... Baxter was
but
K-2000.
But he was still Baxter.
No, but Keith never used any name besides...
I could have
sworn... But who are you?
I'm 100K.
Oh, yeah.
Pseudonyms abound here on the Brown Lodge.
No, that's pseudonyms? You mean my God-given name, 100K?
No. I was talking about...
God gave it to me, not my mother.
I'm talking about Baxter and his 2000K, K2000.
Hey, we've actually almost been on for an hour. It's the first time I looked at the clock.
Oh, man, why do you have to look at the clock?
Well, I mean, we take a break, like, in a little while.
We don't have to.
No?
Yeah, we probably will, though. It depends. Will your computer work to play music? Then we'll take a break.
It seems like it's like I'm just not moving anything around. I'm getting Radio BBQ IMs, which is funny.
What do they have to say? Hopefully they have something to do with Ron and Fez.
Nah, just me cursing and stuff.
He loves it?
It seems that way. Or he's just kidding around. Oh, man. But thank you.
Don't feed his curses. I hate him.
I know. I try to curb it.
Curb jaw.
Good band. Bad action. So, did anybody hear about that guy who jumps out of the bushes with
I think we covered that twice this week already, right?
Didn't we have a whole show about that on Monday?
You guys are flipping through notebooks and stuff. Somebody's got something.
I just have a bunch of blank pages. I don't understand what's going on.
Did I bring the blank book? Or
I
did
knew I wrote in it at one time.
I mean, I just bought it in the store on the way here, but I thought there was automatic transferal of notes.
Your girlfriend switches out books to empty ones, and she takes all the ideas and writes them on message boards. That's why she's so funny.
Does she
listen
really?
To...
Read her show on the chat room during our show. It's better than what we do.
It's all of our ideas written in Carney's book. Oh.
Yo, you want to talk about some serious issues here?
Come on, you got too many names, dude.
Oh, well, tell you about this off the air. It's not interesting to people that don't know Staten Island people.
It might be.
No, it definitely won't be. It
really won't be. It'll be interesting to you.
I wish I could play my bit. I actually made a pre-productive bit, but I'm not. It has to be viewed first.
Okay, now we're going to have fun. Runner's going to go and say that I'm doing stuff that I didn't do. I actually asked him
before
time.
Hitler has to approve the bit before it goes on the air. I pretty much thought we were freeform.
You said it had to be viewed.
Swinging
though.
From the grapevine radio. And I thought it was pretty funny, but, Mike, you can go suck it. You know,
actually, it's not really the
I'm
way
I'm
going
to come
happened.
Over, squeak on your chair, smile up your microphone, take a couple farts, and then I'm going to go home and suck up all
I
the glory.
I bought these microphones, by the way.
All of them.
I bought the Samsung. I'm not stinking up your microphone. I bought this one. I'm stinking up this one.
Okay.
But what happened? Hey, you want to play your bit? I have no problem playing your bit. I said I'd really like to know what it is before you just go out and do it. That's all I said. But hey, you want to make it like I'm the Nazi?
No, I'm going to take my time now. I'm going to set it up. I'm really going to get it together this time. Hey, Charlie, how you doing?
Yeah, Chaz the Dazzle was asking if there was a cameraman in the studio when Ron and Fez cursed. I don't even know if they cursed. Probably someone else in the studio. They're pretty good about that. They're professional. They don't need to curse in the studio.
Did it happen on a live show? On their live show?
Last night's show was a live show.
Was it a caller?
I don't know. I didn't listen to the show yet.
God. Because they never...
Check out dcrtv.net or .com. DCRTV generally is probably where they got the story from, and they'll probably have the whole thing there. I don't know. I can only report what I know. And what I know...
I mean, is it a production fault, or is it their fault? I mean, come on. Give me some answers right now.
All I know is that I would have liked to have known a little bit about this cursing.
It was pretty cool having a nice little update.
Yeah, we really need to get a real news sound because I rarely think they will have...
just crunching paper.
Yeah, but that doesn't necessarily sound good.
Scribbling?
I would like it to actually be a sound, like maybe like... Breaking glass. You know, like an ABC sound effect or something like that.
But you are doing ABC.
What do you mean? But not with my mouth. I mean, the way that they actually do it. That's why I don't want it to be like us making stuff into
actually, we should all try that together. 1, 2, 3. Do. That's pretty good.
That's horrendous.
Let's go with that.
Sorry. We're having production meetings on the air again on the Brown Lodge on RadioBBQ.net.
We don't make the time any other time, so let's do it now.
Hey, that's not necessarily true. I do it while I'm at work and no one can come riding with me.
So we got there, 100K. Anything good on the...
Well, the DCRTV.com is actually from... it's actually what you were given, the exact text that you were given is the same thing, so it's nothing...
Okay.
Nothing good.
Well,
I'm steaming.
As soon as we get more news about it, we'll let you know out there.
Seriously?
Here. Oh, I have another big news thing.
You hear the S-word on NYPD Blue. You hear it on, like... I mean, there are shows that...
Don't you see Heine's on that show?
Yeah, you've seen... I think there's been nip slips. I do.
The fact of the matter is, the rules set forth by the FCC with reference to cursing, that is one of the 7 dirty words that's not supposed to go on the air.
Nip?
I don't know. No, not nip. The one that they supposedly used.
Slip.
I don't understand how NYPD Blue gets away with it. I don't know how they say a-hole. I don't know how they show butts. I don't know how they show coolies.
Say it!
What ass?
It's
a word for it's a mule, right? Is an ass? That's the only reason I'm allowed to say that. Mm-hmm. Ass is not one of the 7 dirty words. You're allowed to say ass.
You're not allowed to say butt.
But you can't say stick it in my ass.
No, you can't do that. Anything describing any graphic action and
ass pumping.
I don't know, because pumping it could mean a lot of different things.
Didn't they keep hitting the button on Ron for saying ace?
Yes, they absolutely did. They absolutely did. Yeah, I don't know how it got out. What if they have a new producer on their board over there? I don't know.
I have another big radio news story, by the way.
Seriously?
Breaking.
Seriously? Go. Get go. To it.
Howard Stern is leaving for satellite radio.
Oh, my God.
I'm done. Throw away your radios, everybody.
Funny you said seriously.
In all honesty, I don't care. I haven't listened to Howard Stern religiously in about 15 years.
I haven't in about 4 years.
You still listen all the time and
every
love
day.
It? I don't. I don't find him funny anymore. I think. Don't get me wrong.
He's hysterical. You're out of your mind.
Hey, man. I have a difference. I have a different.
I listen to NPR. I listen to Mike and the Mad Dog in the morning. I want to learn about steeplechase.
First of all, I just want to say officially, if I had a choice of listening to Mike and the Mad Dog or poking my own eyeballs out, I'd listen to Mike and the Mad Dog, but I would have to think about it first. I hate Mike and the Mad Dog. I think they're horrendous. Let me tell you something, Mikey. There's a lot of things happening in the sports world today. I don't know if you saw that Barry Bonds is the greatest man in whoever plays sports. You see him, he's on here at the San Francisco Giants. I don't know if he's going to be able to come back from his injury here. He's the best guy I've ever played the game.
When they come
that
on
was
at,
awesome.
When they come on at 1 o'clock on WFAN, who's on ESPN Radio at that point?
At 1 o'clock in the afternoon, unfortunately, due to their new lineup changes, that's when the New York Knicks are terrible. Scott Layden is terrible. I hate it. However, Stephen A. Smith, the second worst sports broadcaster in New York.
Damn, I cannot listen to a lot of talk radio.
I cannot stand Stephen A. Smith even more. No, I really hate Mike and the Mad Dog more. I listen to Stephen A. Smith. I get mad when I listen to him, but he's bad.
Can we have talk
Who's
radio?
Some kind of reference to me. Somebody I don't know is making a reference to me in the chat room there.
Someone's making a reference to you in
the chat room. I mean to my intern.
I don't know what you're looking at exactly.
Okay.
This right here that we're referring to things in the room that people on the radio can't hear or see.
It's visual radio.
Yeah, I don't see anyone making reference to you. I think that your girl is just holding court in the chat room. That's all I could really see.
Okay.
Out of curiosity, why would that be entertaining to anyone?
I don't know, actually. Is that what we're doing? I feel like that, you know, is that what we're doing?
What do you mean? And you don't think we're entertaining?
No, I think we're entertaining.
Oh, okay.
I'm feeling it.
You were just feeling it before with your duty pipe.
Yeah. Ew, yeah. Actually,
you really were, though. You said
I cleaned it up with rubbing alcohol. It was pretty good.
Yeah, I thought about that more after the fact because I was a little bit inebriated when we were doing the show on Monday. And when you told
no,
the
you
story,
weren't.
I was a little bit inebriated when we were doing the show on Monday. And it really didn't register fully in my head, the whole thing, that your pipe fell in the toilet while there was fecal matter in it. And you were using it. And granted, you cleaned it with rubbing alcohol. I don't think I could actually use that. Put it this way. I had a little accident over the weekend, nothing to do with feces or feces, where I spilt some oil that had been used to fry fish in it, and I stepped in it with my shoes. You notice I no longer wear my orange shoes anymore because I threw them out because there was oil on the bottom of my shoes.
You got blue skips?
Yeah, they're Vans, but they're lace-ups. They're not like, I used to wear these, the palm tree orange slip-ons because I'm so cool, like it's 1982. But I threw those shoes out because the bottom of my shoe touched oil that had fish in it. Your pipe touched duty. And you put
water.
And you put it next to your mouth. do you see a disparity there in... I couldn't get another pipe for like a dollar someplace. I couldn't make one out of a screen and a toilet paper roll.
I cleaned it.
Oil.
The moment that I had to realize and make this split decision to reach in there and get it.
By the way, the comments that I'm getting.
It was vomitose. Holy Jesus.
The comments I'm getting on the instant messenger about how you're so ill because you use your S pipe.
Hey, yeah, do what you got to do, and that's what I had to do.
But that said, I don't know how we got into Mike and the Mad Dog and Stephen A. Smith there for a minute. How did we get there?
We were talking about WFAN versus the crappy radio station you listen to.
Oh, no, 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 no. Howard Stern is where that all came from. The fact of the matter is, I honestly do listen to the Mike in the Morning show.
Ugh.
I don't listen to Howard Stern. I think that Artie is hilarious. I honestly think that Howard's pretty... I found him to be pretty boring for the longest time. For the whole year that he was nothing but an infomercial to say, vote for Kerry, vote for Kerry, vote for Kerry, was just, he totally sapped the life out of me, and I didn't want to listen to him anymore. Because if I wanted to listen to that, I would listen to one of the other, you know, talking head, you know,
No, you're right. He did, you know, but he was just trying to get his point across. He wants to keep it, you know, I mean, he realizes people tune into now, and he wants to, you know, make a difference. And I think he did.
I understand.
And he can, you know. I mean, he has millions of listeners.
I understand to a certain extent.
But it is funny. I don't know. You gotta.
I have not laughed at. The last thing I laughed at is when he had Arnold Schwarzenegger on a couple of weeks ago, saying he wanted to blow up the moon. Which, by the way, was an old bit on Mr. Show, and no one even mentioned that. That was a thing from Mr. Show where they were talking about how they had to blow up the moon. And I thought it was the funniest thing in the world, and no one even referenced it. That was a blatant ripoff.
Well,
I invented it for Mr. Show.
They had five episodes of Mr. Show. Probably nobody saw it.
No way. What are you talking about? There were like 30-something episodes of that show.
No.
There definitely were.
Ugh. If anybody knows out there in Radio BBQ land, send us a message.
Do you know how I know that?
No.
Because they had it on Time Warner Cable on demand, that you could order it on HBO, like HBO on demand, and you could order the shows and had the number next to the show. And I definitely watched a Mr. Show number 38 at one point, or 37 at one point. Guarantee it.
Okay. I'm sorry. I could be wrong.
Although I do think the box set doesn't include all of the second season for some reason. I don't know. I'm talking about what is on a box set of a TV show that was on a bunch of years ago and came out a bunch of years ago.
You know, I ran into David Cross in a bar really drunk.
You or him or both?
Oh, I was wasted. But I was like, I don't know what was making him out. Just like, you're really funny, man. And he has got a really strong handshake, and I thought he broke my wrist. But I felt very embarrassed, so I left.
In all honesty, I would never in a million years would think that David Cross falling out of a fourth-story window could rip through a sheet of paper. I would never imagine that he had a strong handshake.
It was he's incredibly strong.
100K.
Bionic strong.
You seem to be in a daze in the corner. Do you know who David Cross is?
Yeah. Is he the bald guy from...
Yes, he is.
So what's the other guy's name? It's really funny.
He's the guy who's the... Odenkirk. Bob Odenkirk? I don't remember. One of them did that show, and the other one did Kung Pao. I don't remember which Odenkirk is which.
Kung Pao.
The movie Kung Pao. And I think he did, was it Syphil and Ollie that he did, too?
I don't know what that is.
You have no idea what Syphil and Ollie is? It was an old, oh, man. It was a sock puppet TV show on one of the MTVs or VH1s or one of those music channels. It was
Right after... Beavis and Butthead, maybe?
I think so. Yeah, it was probably MTV that it was on, because I don't even know if there was an MTV 2 when that was on. But do you know the guy's
Speaking
name?
Of that, MTV 2, Stankovision coming on in July.
Oh.
Everybody, check it out. Stankovision, MTV 2. Thank you. I need a job.
I heard it was suspended.
No wonder I'm not going back to work.
Because you cursed on the set.
By the way, I didn't want to bring up anything that may be a touchy subject. Considering that we're talking about Stankovision, I've been noticing that conspicuous by his absence is the star of a certain bit from Stankovision. Does he not live here anymore?
Oh, Bitey?
Yes.
Yeah, he's over here in the corner.
Okay, I didn't hear anything about him, and I hadn't seen him.
Yeah, I was wondering that too earlier.
I thought
myself.
Bitey might have passed.
Hey,
but
everybody. Here's Bitey.
I don't know that anyone's looking on the camera, but we actually have the...
We'll freeze it, because... You can check out Bitey on the cam. Big star, Stankovision. And,
just general all-around good guy.
Just a star in his own right. My cat's been pretty much just sitting on the chair right here next to him. And I'm kind of waiting to see what can happen out of this. He ate his Tupperware cup, so I'm figuring he'll be dead in a couple days.
I think they can get away with eating all that sorts of stuff. You know, it's strange that I brought him up.
I forgot we had a star in the room.
Yeah, he actually is a legitimate star.
I agree.
According to IMDb, you are too.
Oh, yeah.
Of the three of us, you're the only one in the room who's on IMDb.
Not for being an actor.
A star.
So a hamster.
You could hack that site, probably, and get yourself into, like, Star Wars or something.
I'm going to make myself a big star all gay porn movies.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Oh, what's wrong with that? I think that's fantastic.
Hey, how's everybody doing tonight?
Yeah, so, I mean, I was thinking there for a second. I brought Bitey up hoping that the news was good. I'm glad that it was. But I was thinking someplace in my mind that maybe he had prematurely kicked the bucket. Which makes me think about some things here that is not written down anyplace. And I was just thinking about, you know, dead animals.
Oh. This will make me sad.
You got any good dead animal stories? Dead pets, if you will? Maybe that you could squirt a few out for? Because I do.
Well, go ahead.
Okay. Are you guys familiar with my dog, Petey? My former dog, Petey?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just going to, you know...
Big lug.
Yeah, I was hoping it would have been a safer segue. By the way, you guys still hearing that squeaky chair? It's really fantastic. You like it?
Oh, I haven't oiled it.
Oh, God.
Ow.
Anyway, my dog Petey was a really good guy.
I don't want to hear this.
We had him for a bunch of years.
Don't want to hear it.
That's okay.
I'm leaving.
I think our friends in Radioland want to hear it. Or if they don't, well, sorry. By the way, he didn't leave again. It was at that Theater of the Mind that he was doing. He's sitting down drinking his coffee now. I had a dog named Pete. And he had a nervous condition. He would get scared when the thunder and lightning would hit. So I gave him his Barbuitol before I left to go to work at a pizzeria when I was younger. That calmed his nerves because it was a thunderstorm coming. And I got a call at the place an hour later with my mom screaming that the dog hung himself.
What?
See, that's why you need to be on mic, because that laugh would have made things so much better instead of you drinking your coffee. Yeah, as we talk about dead pets, I thought I'd bring up my dead pet that committed suicide. My pet that had a nervous condition. Please go on mic. My dog that
I'm gonna get electrocuted.
My dog that had a nervous condition and was on medication committed suicide. The thing is, I'm shooting from the hip just like Judd Nelson. This is a true story.
When did this happen?
We're talking about probably 10 years ago. I think I was about 20, 21, 22 years old, something like
did
that.
Did you really do that?
I swear. You don't know the story about my dog Petey committing suicide?
I remember Petey, but...
Well, you don't remember him anymore. He's conspicuous by his absence, isn't he?
Yeah, he was kind of big. It'd be hard to
Yeah, he hung himself. The story is not as comical as you would like it to be. I think the comedic value has been hit right there. It gets really ugly after here. He actually didn't die from hanging himself. He just hurt himself so bad that he had to be put down.
Around the throat?
No. No, he did severe damage to his paw. That's actually what it did. It's a really awful story. I didn't want to get into that part of it because that's actually pretty creepy and awful. But yeah, I had a suicidal dog, and he went through with it. And I'm just glad to say that Bitey is not a suicidal pet too.
He's actually pretty nice. He's a gerbil, right?
Hamster, gerbil.
I'm sure. Gerbil's long tailed.
Got beats the hell out
Hamster's
of me.
Hamster's kind of more like a small guinea pig.
I can't remember your dog.
Petey. He was a Rhodesian Ridgeback, weighed about 150 pounds.
He's bigger than me.
Big brown dog with the hair that went the wrong way in the center of his back. We actually had two of them. The first one died at 7 months old from leukemia. The second one committed suicide.
Hey, why don't you bring us all down there, buddy?
When did he die, the second one?
Probably about 10 years ago, give or take.
Yeah, I never would have been at your house 10 years ago.
Definitely not. We probably barely met.
Did you have
met.
Another dog after that, though?
No, that was the last dog.
Really? I thought I remembered you letting out a dog into your backyard.
Yeah, that would have been Petey. He's the one who went to the bathroom in the backyard. We didn't walk him. All the other dogs we walked, he went to the backyard. He would let us know. He would go down, knock on the door with his paw, let you know, hey, it's time to go. Little did he know that same paw that he used to knock with would be the implement of his demise.
Well, did you have Jin when Jin the cat?
Jin's a cat.
Jin, I got Jin and his sister Tonic many years later.
Okay, so then that's...
Hey, didn't you have a cat named...
I remember you not letting the cat out.
Hmm.
No, he did not.
Yes, he did.
I had a cat named Jin.
It was black, right? And what was its name?
I had a cat named Tonic. They had children. They had one gray one, a couple of gray ones. They were Tiger Style, Bootsy, Indy. There was one other one. I can't remember. That one actually, I don't think I ever got the name because we gave it away so quickly.
And then there was
the black one whose name was Oreo.
You're lying.
I absolutely am not. Its name was Oreo. Oreo and Tiger Style actually were sent to the
You're lying.
No. What am I lying about? He was a black and white cat, and his name was Oreo.
Okay.
I thought his name was Jeter. Was that inappropriate?
Jeter.
Yeah.
No.
I thought his name was Lamont.
What Runner here is alluding to is the fact that I may have had a cat that was dark and had a racially inappropriate name. I did not come up with the name, though I must say I chuckled my ass off. Ass. You got it? I cursed. I chuckled my ass off at the prospect of his name being this racially inappropriate name. And so he was called that from time to time. His actual real name was really Oreo, though. We called him Oreo more often than we called him the name that begins with N.
All right. Oh, I feel vindicated.
This is probably the last thing that we should be talking about on here. It's very uncomfortable to talk about, and it's not a way for anyone to...
We can't get fired, can we?
Of course we can.
We can?
Obviously. I don't think we'll get fired for being racially inappropriate, though. And I am no longer racially inappropriate, and I never was racially inappropriate. Someone I knew named an animal that I owned something racially inappropriate. I hate that I have to explain this. This is very uncomfortable.
Just keep explaining it.
I don't want to talk about the fact that this cat that I used to have had a racially inappropriate name.
You know,
It was Nostradamus, by the way. That was his name. And he didn't even tell the future.
It was Nigel Tufnell, and he isn't even black. Wait, or is he? I don't even know.
Black? What are you talking about? Oh, yeah, he was. He had white paws and a black body.
Hey, let's bring in Noodles. Everybody meet my cat.
I think it's really odd to be introducing people to...
animals?
To animals. But I'm glad you guys do know all the animals that have died and all the animals that are living here today at the Brown Lodge on RadioBBQ.net. You can check us out on the AOL Instant Messenger at the Brown Lodge. You can check out the chat room, Radio BBQ Chat. There are a lot of email addresses all on our website underneath contacts, along with our message board, the Radio BBQ forum, and what's the other thing that we have there? Oh, our webcams.
And I'd like to say that I've been using that interweb, and I looked at the Radio BBQ, and I listened to about 3 hours of the Mikey D show the other night.
He does a pretty good show.
And then I listened to DJ Newstyle. Well, I didn't listen to DJ Newstyle, but I knew he existed, and that was pretty neat. So,
you talked to him online? Was that what it was?
No, it was actually a bunch of other people. I don't know who exactly I was talking to. I remember that.
You
were on there for a couple of seconds.
Yeah, I try and pop in and out. When I'm home, I don't really spend a lot of time actually in the chat room. I have it on in the background and listen to it more than anything. But I actually think of all the shows that are on, I think you would probably be the biggest fan of DJ Newstyle. I think he does something more your speed than anybody else. Not to say that the other shows aren't fantastic. I think you would really dig his show, though.
A lot of 70s gay disco.
He seems to have Silent Spick on. Ron and Fez.net frequent board poster, who's quite a comical guy. And I don't know. I think you'd get into his show.
I'm definitely gonna check it out because it was kind of neat listening to the radio on my computer, which I basically do anyway. But I always feel like I'm listening to Ron and Fez and stealing it. Which I am, but I have no choice. Speaking of that, you should try to find out where you can steal it. I'm not going to tell anybody because just in case I can get in trouble.
Yeah, I don't think you can. I think even Perinoid went so far as to say that he plays the show every night on his show. But he's on another station. You don't want to be listening to that station. You want to be listening to RadioBBQ.net as much as you can. That said, do you want to take a couple minutes, take a break here? Because I didn't even notice the time. You guys mentioned it before. We're like an hour and 15 minutes in. I'd like to take a couple seconds to go to the bathroom and all those fantastic things.
I'm going to grab me another cup of Joe. Here we go. Let's have a war.
Oh! so great. Fight for this! 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 I had a skateboard. I was so heavy, man, I lived on.
This guy's a crybaby. We're back. It's the Brown Lodge on Radio BBQ. And, we don't care how tough you are. Punk rock is still punk rock. Here we go. Another hour of these guys.
Nah, not even like a half hour.
We can't just keep talking if we want?
I think we can, but I think the show that comes on after us would probably want to be off. I don't think they'd want to kill.
Oh, okay.
Kill, kill. You will not kill.
Well, I like this two shows a week thing.
Yeah, me too. Speaking of that kill, 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 could we maybe get Ministry for next week's break? Because I'm sure we'll remember by next week.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I thought you meant, like, in the studio. Like, they're going to play live. Drum riser.
How do you pronounce his name, by the way? Jurgensen?
You just did.
No, his first name.
Oh.
Al.
Alan. It's not Alene.
A lot of people call him Alane. A lot of,
and he added that I.
And I've heard people have called him Elaine. I never understood.
He's also from Chicago.
I just thought it was Al.
He's also from Chicago, and on the first album, which I love because I'm a big New Wave fan, but on the first Ministry album, he sings with an English accent.
Yeah, you used to.
You say he's in Chicago?
He's from Chicago.
Oh.
Yeah, I wish he was in Chicago.
From tonight until the end of time.
But you love that, the early Ministry stuff.
Never gonna give you up.
What was that that stuff? They like no. It's more like
It sounds like Depeche Mode or something like that. Little gothier though.
Bob is not Depeche Mode. Don't
yes,
get me wrong.
Like I hate Hanson. Depeche Mode. Sorry.
I don't particularly care for Hanson or Depeche Mode. So you can sing their songs the same way as far as I'm concerned.
Whoa!
Hold on one second here. We took a break. I was looking for a drink, and I said, "Wait, we have no more energy drinks left, huh?" 100K just popped open a YJ Stinger.
When I popped it open, I said, oh my God, there's still a Stinger in here from last week.
Oh man, I was dead.
That was 2 days ago.
And you hate it. But it was last week's show.
But it smells like oatmeal. It smells like oat bran cereal.
I don't know if you noticed, but I'm just spilling it on myself every...
I'm glad the precious caffeine that I could desperately use is serving as a coolant for your shirt.
You want some of my coffee?
No.
This stuff rocks.
I don't like coffee. Coffee will make me go to the bathroom immediately.
You don't care for Hanson or Depeche Mode.
No, I don't.
I don't like Hanson, but like you're going to just toss them into the same sentence.
Yeah.
No, when you just so you understand, when you said Depeche Mode, his way of impersonating them was to go bop. So I said Hanson or Depeche Mode.
I don't even know what song I'm singing. I know it has something to do with Jesus, but like, and he's all personal about it.
No, that's a different song.
That's a different band?
Okay, no, it's the same band, but different song. You know what? I seem to remember that Somebody was a really great song that all the Asian girls liked, and I had an affinity for Asian girls my entire life, including my wife.
Say, when did it stop?
It never has.
And I
seem to always think that Asian. See, now you got me thinking the wrong thing. I seem to think that song was somehow a good song for some reason. And recently, someone made me a disc that had like a mixed CD with songs on it. And among them, Somebody was one of the songs on it. And I listened to it for the first time in, like, I don't know, 15 years probably. The drum beat to the song is a heartbeat.
It's not a very good song.
Friggin' homos! It's honestly the worst thing I've ever heard in my life. I hate them.
You're insane.
I want somebody to share thy innermost thoughts. Secrets. That's all I remember of the song. Don't get me wrong, I think Personal Jesus is a really good song.
See, I don't like that song either.
Come on, reach out and touch something.
Face.
Me.
Is it really
Depeche Mode's one of the best bands ever.
Honestly, do me a favor.
It's Faith, F-A-I-T-H.
Okay. As long as we're going to talk about it, I mean, we touched base on some musical things a little while ago. I want to know there's a lot of things that you particularly love that I hate.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of things that you particularly love that I know I hate. Less, I think, that you like that I hate, but there's definitely some. And I know there's things that I like that you guys probably think is terrible. Amongst the things that I know that you like that I hate are Depeche Mode. I'd like you to do me a favor. Try and come up with some Depeche Mode songs that you think are really great songs, and I would love to listen to them. Either send me MP3s or tell me to go look for them, and I will. And also on that list, you can give me some Morrissey/Smith songs that you think are great, because I think he sucks and they suck too.
Okay. That's fair enough.
You think the Smiths suck?
I cannot stand them.
Hey.
But, okay, it's like to go, like everyone has an opinion. Everyone has things that they like and they don't like. I don't particularly like the Smiths. And hey, I'm sorry.
Johnny Marr is one of the best guitar players going.
I didn't say, you know what? So is Yngwie Malmsteen. I will never put on Rising Force in my entire life again. I say again, because there was a time that I would listen to that.
Wow, what's on that album that's
You think Van Halen are better than the Smiths?
100%. 1,000%.
Van Halen's better than... Yeah, Van Halen's better than the Smiths.
I think Van Halen is better than probably 95% of the bands out there.
Yeah, you're picking a crazy band.
First of all,
I just find them boring.
Just so you understand...
Are you crazy?
Just so you understand what you find boring, I have the Van Halen logo tattooed on my leg, done by myself with a razor blade, very poorly, mind you, but a Van Halen logo on my leg. Yeah, if you look at it, you can see the scar looks like it. The ink didn't stay very well.
Good job.
But, yeah, I'm really smart when I do things. Yeah, I absolutely... Van Halen's the wrong one to pick for me, too. But, yeah, I love them. You hate Van Halen, obviously.
I don't hate them. I just... I
Well, touch base. I want to talk about some things that you think that I like, that I think that you like. I'd like to get
Let's hear from Keith.
What do you think about David Bowie?
I think David Bowie's a genius.
Okay. I agree.
I think he's at the door.
Looks like a little banana.
Hey. He doesn't have a banana with him. He gave it to Lou Reed already.
What do you think of the Velvet Underground?
Honestly,
I don't. Have to just change subject.
I don't.
I'm leaving.
I don't dislike the Velvet Underground. I just really never really got into them enough. What I've heard, I like, but I'm not a huge fan. I don't dislike them. I just never got into them.
Hey, how about way Pulp. To be diplomatic?
No, it's not being diplomatic. I don't particularly hate them by any means.
I'm a big Pulp fan.
I know. Oh, Pulp. This is hardcore. Honestly, uh-huh. I heard 3 songs by him, and the 3 that I heard, I don't like. I think they're a bad Blur impersonation.
Blur? I don't think they sound like Blur. I understand the connection, the whole Britpop thing, but I don't think they sound like Blur.
You know what? I think they're a bad Suede impersonation. I bet you they're probably older than Suede. But that's what they sound like to me.
Pulp actually were a band in like 1979, but they were terrible. Throughout the 80s, they were terrible.
I like Suede. I like that. I like men that sing about dancing with men.
Do you like the Killers?
I don't, I'm not...
The new wave of
the new
British
wave,
invasion,
the
again?
The new wave, or the new wannabe new wave. I'm not really well-versed in them. I heard those are the guys that do the Girlfriend That Looks Like Your Boyfriend song.
Yeah, I only thought of it just because of what you said.
Yeah, that song is okay. It seems a little contrived. It seems like a little like they want to be new wave more than it's actually just them doing it. But the song sounds okay.
Yeah.
But that's, I mean, the vast majority of music is contrived. As far as I can tell.
I agree, Chris. I concur.
I think we touched base on this a couple shows back, that I really do think that anything or any sort of artistic pursuit in some way or another is somehow contrived.
I imagine the 3 of us are going to get into a conversation about music a lot, and it's just going to stumble into it just as we normally do, and then pretty much come to no point in the end, except that we only have our own opinions, and that's it.
Yeah, but that's...
And that's an official statement from the Brown Lodge.
Is it? I have no problem with that as an official statement.
Okay.
I agree with it.
Yeah, let me find it. Here we go.
The following is an official statement from the Brown Lodge. Opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect those of Radio BBQ or its subsidiaries.
Music, good. That's it.
That was my favorite official announcement so far. I do agree that music
is
good.
We're not done yet.
Yeah, no, don't do that yet. I do
what
agree
do
that music
think of Tulip.
I think Tulip, the singing
That's
Tulip,
good.
Is one of the best things in the entire world.
I agree.
I still am very uncomfortable with how you could have discovered this bizarre German band, which, by the way, Tulip the Singing Tulip, if you guys don't know, is our outro music that we play every night. I don't even know the name of the song, but that's track 15.
Cecile.
Cecile. Oh, God. That's the outro song that we play out every night. It's some bizarre German band. Actually, 100K, why don't you give a better description of who Tulip is, what Tulip is?
It's Tulip die Singer die Tulip, which I think is just German for Tulip the Singing Tulip. Tulip is the singer. He dresses like a tulip. There's a drummer that dresses like a mushroom. And I believe there's a keyboard player that dresses like a tree or something like that. Maybe a little flower that's not a tulip.
I couldn't even make that out.
What I just said?
The picture.
Yeah, I don't really know what's going on there. I actually, but I got some bad news. I actually talked to the singer through email one day, and he alerted me to the fact that the Mushroom had quit the band, so that they weren't touring at the time. But
the best part about it is the fact that he referred to it
not as
John, the guy who dresses in the Mushroom costume,
not the guitar player or the keyboard player.
Right, I know. The Mushroom quit. So there, his
he was dead serious, too. Absolutely dead serious in the email. He tells me the mushroom quit the band.
So the gentleman's involvement in the band is mainly, he's mainly listed as mushroom. That's John. He mushrooms and plays guitar and sings.
But
couldn't be
yeah.
a band without him.
Hey, what's this? By the way, I hate to switch out, but I'm looking at these sound effects. I don't know if I've ever played this one.
And now,
oh no,
an outdated movie review.
I guess it's
with 100K. All right.
Cool. That was accidental that it came into it, but it looks like we're doing an outdated movie review with 100K. Do you know what movie you're reviewing this week?
Holy shit!
This week.
What's going on?
It's surreal, isn't it?
That was awesome.
This week, I will be reviewing Illegally Yours.
Fantastic.
All right.
1988 Peter Bogdanovich film called Illegally Yours, starring... Anyone know who's in the movie?
Did that star Charlie Sheen?
No, it did not.
Emilio Estevez.
No, it did not.
It was another... There was
but
a Brat Packer, right?
Interesting side note, those guys are brothers.
And different names.
The Sheen brothers or the Estevez brothers? Or the Estevez brothers, as I like to call them.
A little of both.
He's Emilio Sheen?
But
he's
the star
Carlos Estevez.
The star of Illegally Yours is a Brat Packer, though, right?
Absolutely.
Which one?
Mr. Rob Lowe.
Whoa!
Rob Lowe is the star of Illegally Yours.
I'm blown away.
If you can imagine, picture this. It's 1988. You're Rob Lowe, or the character he plays. You see, you come home from college. You see your dream girl, except you don't see her on the street. You don't see her in a restaurant. You see her from a jury box because your dream girl is on trial for attempted murder. You've been in love with her since you were in kindergarten. I learned how to say kindergarten since last time. By day, you serve on her jury. By night, you absolutely have to figure out what happened because you don't believe that your dream girl could have possibly attempted to murder somebody. Would you believe that? I don't think I would believe that. I don't think any of us in this room would believe that. Rob Lowe doesn't believe it either. So Rob Lowe makes every attempt to solve the crime and figure out just exactly who attempted to murder. The man, we'll just say the man. I don't want to give too much away. The man that was attempted murder. That was murder was attempted. The victim, if you will, the
what's
object
going on
of his
interview?
Sentence. I literally just stumbled. I pictured those words in my head, and I was me walking down the street, and then the word murder and attempted were piled up on top of each other, and I was trying to climb over them to get to the other side.
You did a fine job, though. You got over to the other side.
Are we done with
finally,
the review?
I finally
Keep
made
going.
It to the other side.
What happens?
Oh, he ends up in the judge's house in one
he
scene.
Can't give
how
it
crazy
away.
Is
yeah,
that?
No, don't spoil the movie for people. I'm sure that after they hear the review, they're going to go out and check it out, right?
1988, Peter Bogdanovich
Dude, the
directed.
Like 20 years old.
But
it's more like 17 by my
yeah,
math.
It was 1988 actually. But Illegally Yours is the title of the movie, starring Rob Lowe and Colleen Camp, directed by Peter Bogdanovich. You can go to Amazon.com and you can check it out.
Or we'll put a link up on thebrownlodge.com.
Yeah, I've given up on that.
100K, I'm going to put the link up tonight, I promise to you. Can I ask you?
Sure.
On your official scale of how you rank movies, how many Rubik's Cubes would you give this out of a scale of 5 Rubik's Cubes?
Illegally Yours? I'm going to say 4.5 right now.
4.5 gavels for Illegally Yours.
The following is an official statement from the Brown Lodge. Opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect those of Radio BBQ or its subsidiaries.
Illegally Yours stars Rob Lowe.
Thank you. Well, that was the outdated movie.
There you go, you're
I hate it.
Glory to God. Hosanna in the eyes. You are listening to the Brown Lodge. Take it away, buddy.
Thank you.
That is one of my personal pet peeves about the show is just random sounds happening in the middle of conversations.
I wanted that one to play instead of the statements part, and I couldn't get it to stop. Yeah. I thought that would have been a good way to come out of it, the glory to God.
You know, I
think we need to adjust the volume on that. He's pretty loud. What'd you record him with?
That one was never meant to be going on the air. That's why it's still you still hear me talking at the beginning of it and all that. It was something I needed to edit out later.
Saying fantastic.
Exactly.
Don't give me what you don't want to hear.
Yeah, I was sending that. That was more just a pre-production thing. I was sending it to you guys saying, hey, do you think we could do something with this? If you actually look at the email it came in, that's probably the exact words in it.
Well, I obviously looked at the email. I just took the sound.
Hey, sound. I don't care what those words say. They hurt my eyes.
Reed, what the hell is Reed?
But that said, that was the 100K outdated movie review of the week. Unexpectedly so, but hey, once again, he comes through like a champ. You could hear that week in, week out, probably two times a week even. Three times a week if you listen on Saturdays, here on RadioBBQ.net.
Four times a week if you call my house.
Awesome. You can check us out here every Monday and Wednesday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. It'll be great. Hit us on the instant messenger at the Brown Lodge. Hit our chat room, RadioBBQ chat. Post on our forum at RadioBBQ.net. And post on our message board at TheBrownLodge.com. It's sexy. It's a lot of fun.
Honestly, that segment will never be as spontaneous as it was that moment. You must download and own this for your very own.
But to tell people to download something, that how are they going to know? You know what you should do? Send it subliminally to them to download so they'll know to download this.
Yeah, download it at thebrownlodge.net.
Subliminal, though.
.com.
No, it's www.thebrownlodge.com.
Oh, okay. Three.
There's no net, there's no three. We're doing this show without a net. And luckily, I've got enough lead in my pencil to try and get myself through it.
Speaking of Nets.
The New York Nets are in New Jersey.
Let's bring it along, Todd.
You know, speaking of Nets, speaking of lead in the pencil, speaking about nothing of these things, what do you guys think about Deep Throat?
Yeah.
Something that I wanted to talk about. I know where this is going to wind up going.
No. I don't think it is. Let me just take it, because I don't think it's
going
to end up
there. I guarantee you that's what it's going to wind up going. I got news for you. I've already got IMs about it.
But it's not going to end up there. Okay. All right, you want my opinion on the whole thing?
What do you think about Deep Throat? Are you familiar with Deep Throat?
The Devil and Miss Jones was a much better movie.
Yeah. Your boy, W. Mark Felt, 90-something years old, is the he's the unmasked hidden man that brought down Richard Nixon.
I've never sucked a cock.
His nickname was Deep Throat. Based after, I don't know if you guys knew, there was a 70s porn film called Deep Throat. I don't know if you guys knew anything about that, but that's actually where they took the name from.
Wasn't it?
That's gross.
Didn't the movie take the name from his nickname?
No, absolutely not.
Didn't the action take the removal from his name?
Is anyone aware of the star of Deep Throat, what her name was?
Linda Lovelace.
God. I don't feel so bad that I knew now.
Sorry. She's beat.
I don't really remember.
Uh-oh. I'm sorry, I was perusing the computer here because the inside thing about his name being Deep Throat, and yes, he was nicknamed after the movie.
Have real information?
Was from Chaz the Dazzle. Oh yeah, I got tons of real information about it, but Chaz the Dazzle saying the guy is like 90 or something, and him having no gag reflex would be kind of hot. That's what he had to say about Deep Throat.
He's got a trach hole. You use that instead.
He actually does not. He has a fully intact throat.
Oh.
He just gums.
Oh, gummy he's bear. I saw
alive,
that movie.
Right?
Look at his face.
God,
you're going to tell
damn.
Me that he can't get it on? Yeah, you should check him out someplace on like CNN or something. But yeah, he's the guy who leaked all the information about Watergate and confirmed it. He was the second in command in the FBI. deep throat
he's definitely
leaked.
Leaking all the time now.
Yeah. Oh, God. All sorts of, what do you call those? Incontinence devices? Diapers?
Yes.
Hey, let's read about it.
Yeah, no, don't read it. It hurts heads on when you hear random words.
Okay, yeah, you're right. Watergate's final secret revealed.
Yeah, the fact of the matter is, wow, someone stunk up this room.
Whoa, what the hell is this?
Oh, God, I don't want to know about that.
Over here?
But
it had to be you.
No, it definitely wasn't me.
Is it you?
No. I'm afraid to even know what's going to happen right now.
No, I'm fine, I think.
Maybe it was me and I didn't know.
Well, I'll just start reading the paper then.
Yeah, no, so long story short, this is where I bring it up from. This guy, he's 90 years old, like 35 years after the fact, the secret is revealed, and it turns out that he's the guy who leaked the information to...
It's not big news anymore.
Well, it was big news like 8 o'clock this morning.
No, I don't mean that. I just mean 35 years later.
But the fact of the matter is the truth finally came out. He did this in like Vanity Fair or some magazine, something
if
like that.
If I'd have known who the guy was, maybe it would have been more interesting.
He was the second in command in the FBI in the 60s. You weren't born yet. That's why it doesn't mean anything to you. It would have meant something to you.
But I know what happened. I wasn't born yet when it happened.
You like if it was something that happened today, like you know the second in command in the FBI today, right?
Yeah, of course.
Chuck.
Seriously, what's going on with children? A 12-year-old Long Island girl charged with strangling her mom with her bare hands.
You know what, man? You want to get crazy?
Because she wanted her to clean her room?
All right, you want to get serious here?
People getting killed over a ball?
Every day, I read the paper looking for stuff to talk about on the show, and every day the newspaper is chock full of bad kid stuff, and that's the one thing that I have no sort of sense of humor about, and I can't even think about it, and I can't even talk about it, and I hate it. But literally, over the past month that I've really actively been saying, hey, we could use this for the show, we can't use this for the show, we could use this for the show, we can't use this for the show.
There's a choice.
Every day, there's nothing but kids stuff in the paper, and it's bumming me the hell out, whether it's kids killing kids, kids getting killed, kids getting raped, kids' moms letting their kids get raped. It's horrendous, and I can't even take it. Michael Jackson didn't sing so well on Say, Say, Say. I mean, it's
he didn't, though, really.
Actually, I really like that song. It's not. Don't get me wrong. It's not as good as The Girl Is Mine. That's my favorite Michael and McCartney duet.
Say is a better video, though.
Yeah, I guess.
They're charlatans in the video.
I didn't even know that. Charlatans UK. It's another band that I don't particularly like that I know you like.
That's fine.
Jerk. I don't remember there being a video for The Girl Is Mine.
I don't believe it.
We got off a touchy subject.
The girl is nice. Oh my, oh my.
Can we bring it back to kid violence?
Yeah, it's really crazy though.
It's seriously sad.
Between kid violence and people getting run over by cars, there have been something ridiculous here in New York, like 20 hit and run deaths over the past month, or not even month. It's like 3 weeks, 2 weeks.
Wasn't one an entire family?
Yeah, a Mexican family that that runner predicted. It was actually an Ecuadorian family.
I didn't do it, though.
I actually feel really...
I don't have a car anymore.
Yeah, clairvoyant. He actually predicted it 2 days before it happened, and something pretty close happened 2 days later. You could download that in the archives at thebrownlodge.com.
Net.
It was an odd, confusing thing. I actually feel really bad for that dude. Man, like, just imagine your wife's going to the store to grab a sad man. How effed up is it that that dude stole the other dude's music right out from under him and didn't even know, hey, I bought all your songs, ha-ha.
Well, that's all he's living on now, right? It's pretty much all he has left to gamble with.
I don't think he's got too much of that left. I think he sold a lot of it, and he's going to have legal bills up the patoot.
I don't think he did it.
I do. I think he did it, but I don't think he's going to get convicted.
Well, it'll be fun to watch. Isn't everything defense rest, right?
Yeah, it's already done. Yeah, they're just...
waiting for deliberation?
Sitting around and talking.
There's jury instruction. Deliberation. Yeah. Jury instructions being given right now.
Yeah,
you guys want to take bets?
Kind of like rock.
You know what? Week one of the Brown Lodge, we said that we needed to get gambling going on this show. I think without question, the Michael Jackson trial is 100% the perfect thing to bet on.
All right, perfect. Give me a pen. All right, so do we have to pick exactly what's going to happen to
him? Here's the thing. There are three of us. So right. We're going to have to work out...
We'll get Charlie in on that. Okay. Charlie.
Well, it's not even that. I think the bet should involve... I welcome everyone to get involved on the, you know, in the chat room, on the website, all that. We're going to get going with the Michael Jackson betting. The thing is, as far as I can tell, when there's a trial, there's generally only two ways that it goes. Guilty or not. So I don't know how we're going to work it that all three of us can have different angles in this bet. I guess there's mistrial, too.
I'm not taking a mistrial.
But I think that would have happened already, right?
Let me ask you this.
We can guess that, like, if you're going to, you know, go not guilty straight up.
You can't necessarily say we're all going to disagree.
You can have guilty and 3 years probation.
Well, yeah, but we're not, I don't know that we're going to get into sentencing, because I don't even know what the stat,
Why not? It's a big bet. Big bet.
I understand, but I wouldn't even know where to begin, because I don't even know what he's up for.
Do you think he's going to be convicted?
No, I don't.
That's like arbitrarily just saying, like, hey, I'll pick 7 years, because I don't even know what he could even be up for.
Is that what he got?
Yeah, he actually did. He's there.
Then I take 7 years.
Yeah.
No matter what happens, he got life.
I think I think the fact of the matter is all of us are leaning towards the fact that he's going to get away with it. For the sake of the bit, I'll say that he'll be guilty just to work with it, but I don't think there's a...
That's not a bit.
Shit. We got to figure out something better to
That's
bet on then.
Work.
There's definitely something we could do about it. According to our friends on the Ron and Fez show, which apparently, if you have not heard earlier in the program, have been suspended, apparently for letting the S word, sex, go out over the air last night on their show. We're waiting for further information on it. Breaking news, breaking news, breaking news.
Matter if it's black or white.
But their angle was they were the bet that they did was Fezzi decided to bet that he was going to commit that Michael was going to commit suicide before. I don't know if it was before sentencing or before he actually went to jail. Which I mean, so I'm saying like there are other angles that we could take with this, and we can make a wager.
I might go with that.
There's no way he's guilty. I mean, I think he personally is guilty. I think he did it.
So you have to go with that.
No, I don't. I think that Scott Peterson is guilty too. I think he's going to wind up getting off when all these appeals happen.
Yeah,
no
I do
way.
Too.
He was convicted on circumstantial evidence. There's no concrete.
Oh, sorry, cha-ching. In the criminal justice system, Chris Chavo knows what he's talking about. Just tell me how it is, Chris. He's already convicted. He's going down. Death penalty.
I just read the paper.
Inject the needle.
He's definitely going to get
the
appeal. He's definitely going to be
drop the blade. I'm sorry.
I agree. I think he's going
to
get.
He's definitely going to on the appeal. There's no concrete evidence that absolutely ties him to doing this. Did he do it? Absolutely. I know he did. You know he did. We all know he did.
The prosecution proved he's a scumbag. They never proved that he killed his wife.
He's a horror show.
They didn't prove he killed her.
Do you know who the real scumbags are though? Are those Satan worshippers that killed his wife and kid?
Yeah.
And carved things like carving things into your own unborn kid's body, man. Dude, you're screwed. I almost cursed. That's how bad it makes me feel. And I don't do that.
What are you talking about? He carved things into his own...
Yeah, they carved like there were pentagrams carved into Connor's body.
I never heard this.
Oh, God, yeah. Her arms were gone. Like, there are all sorts of screwed up things like he did to that body. I know we're talking about something that happened months and months and months
but
ago.
But this is news to me, though, because I never heard that. I thought that he...
I never heard that either.
I thought that the.
I hope I'm not thinking about another story.
You absolutely have to be because didn't he kill her and the baby was still inside her when they found the body
and
the corpse
No, the baby was definitely.
So he removed it and did
removed
things.
From the body definitely.
Oh God,
100%.
What a psycho! Because it's only
I seem to remember that there were pentagrams and stuff carved into the baby's body. But
we can't have this conversation anymore.
Hey, man, we're doing the burning issues. By the way, there's like 3 minutes left of the show. I'm sorry.
God.
You remember Jeffrey McDonald?
You can check us out on Radio PBQ.
Oh, God, dry the tears.
Hey.
Honestly, the closing arguments that her mother made, seriously, saying that she doesn't have the arms to hold her child, was the worst.
Let's talk about Lindsay Lohan, a car crash with a photographer. I don't care. Let's talk about anything else. Except this.
You know what we should be talking about? We should be talking about the fact that you out there are listening to the Brown Lodge. You've listened to us, hopefully made it through this nonsense and all the painful, horrible stuff that we brought up here at the end. Sorry, I don't know. We should have been talking about my dog committing suicide a little more. We probably would have got a few more chuckles out of it, though it would have made my mom cry, but whatever.
Your mom listens?
Oh, God, no. My mom doesn't even... I'm not even going to go into anything about my mom. Not this week. We'll go on the couch next week, maybe. She let me keep money when I stole it from her from drugs when I was a kid, though. But, Well, we just went dead silent because we're having a conversation in the room. We're pretty good. But, that being said, we just want to thank you for listening to The Brown Lodge, the magic that is our show. You should check out our website, www.thebrownlodge.com, as often as you want. As often as you can. Even if you don't like to, just do it anyway, kind of like as an addiction that you have to handle.
Hey, dude, we can keep going if you want. Do we want to keep going, or are we all going to cry?
Whatever you'd like to do.
Well, now I just feel like, you know, you were ending up the show and everything, and I'm always jumping in.
Question.
Hey, wait!
Unsolved Mysteries featuring Deep Throat. Let me cross that off my list.
We can always go.
And now, an outdated movie review with 100...
Okay, maybe not. Seriously, you can check us out on Radio BBQ every Monday and Wednesday.
He
and
has
Keith
something.
Has something to say.
No, he does, and 100K does. Keith is outside fire.
Shit. I hate this stuff.
Why don't...
Oh, wow, that's not where I was going. Okay. Apparently, there's a new sex tape that's going to be hitting the black market soon.
I hope to God it's the R. Kelly one because I want to see
girl. No, 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 no. Nobody knows who it is yet, except for there's a few people that know who it is. It's a young TV star and her co-star. So I haven't actually heard who it was yet. But apparently her lawyers are going crazy because they're aware that the tape is out there and they're doing everything to stop it now. This was just discussed earlier today.
I got to be honest with you, man.
You don't believe it?
If you come out with this story and it's really only half information, I'm going to be so pissed.
I don't know. It's half information. That's
what?
Where I was going with it. I was going to say that maybe, you know, everyone could get excited over the next week and then hope for their favorite TV star to be in this, male or female, because apparently it has both the stars of the show.
I'm not very...
90210?
I don't know.
That's the thing. He doesn't know.
So what is this?
It's making me crazy.
This is something I read in
wait,
somewhere.
Wait.
You know what?
TV stars from a TV show, young...
It was written in a gossip column, that's why.
But no names whatsoever. Just the way you gave it to Miss right now.
Exactly.
How can that even be something?
Right there. Yesterday.
Her?
In that newspaper.
Hold on one second. Hold on. Could you read this? On a sheet of paper, I have it written, this story sucks. Because there's no meat to it. I want to know who the teen is that's getting it on.
How can you write a story? Like, I mean, you could say...
We could do fan fiction on it if you'd like, right now.
All right, let's go.
And I'm 100%.
I don't know. Dee and Raj from What's
Happening?
Well,
no, it's a current TV show. It's not the cast of Green Acres.
I hope to God it's the girl from My Wife and Kids, who was in You Got Served, Chaz the Dazzler's favorite movie, in which he requests, he hopes that she's doing Deep Throat in the movie, just like our 90-year-old gum boy. But, because I think she's pretty hot. That young teen girl and...
See, I think we're breaking a big story here. I think by Monday we'll know who it is.
How are you,
but we could say anything.
How are we breaking? We're doing fan fiction. We're not breaking.
One day,
you know what?
People will fly.
There you go.
And then when it happens, yo, you heard it here first on the Brown Lodge.
It happened in like 1900 something.
No, I mean really be able to fly.
Squirrels?
Why is that always a squirrel?
No matter what sound effect it is you make with your mouth, I'm always going to say it's a squirrel. But seriously speaking, this is much more gamble worthy than the Michael Jackson trial.
All right.
I'm calling dibs on the two young kids on My Wife and Kids. Mainly because it's a hopeful thing because... I think that girl's smoking hot. In the mic.
I think that's a Radio BBQ official statement.
You think?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm reading.
Okay.
The following.
It's a Radio BBQ official statement. It's a Jim Belushi sex tape? Ill.
Oh my God, he really is teen, and he's really current.
By the way, you're in the bet. You got $20 in Jim Belushi. My wife and kids.
You gotta have a name. Can you give
By the way, I would never do anything for Jim Belushi because he's in the worst Brat Pack film ever. What's it called? Up All Night? All the Right Moves?
About Last Night?
About Last Night, thank you.
Dude, that's considered one of the Brat Pack movies?
Stars Rob Lowe, stars Demi Moore.
Alright, so you got the My Wife and Kids.
Oh, wait.
I'm calling dibs. You know what? I would like each of us to come up with three that we think it is. Because you got to figure, amongst the three of us, out of the nine shows, it's got to be one of them, right? Oh, God. You know what? I know who it is already. But my first bet is My Wife and Kids for me. Call somebody out. Do you know three TV shows? Is that what you're worried about?
Yeah, I'm having a problem.
I have no titles, but I can't picture anyone from them, probably. But go ahead.
What's that one that takes place in Staten Island with that chick?
Grounded for Life.
There you go. That's mine.
Is that show still on the air?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Wow.
The fakest Staten Island scenery ever. Apparently the whole island's made of concrete. Concrete and brick.
What, it's not?
The houses, everything. Basically, their Staten Island set looks like Bensonhurst.
The show's actually funny.
I know I liked it when I first saw it, but I haven't watched it in a long time. I didn't even know it was still on the air.
Yeah, I like that show, too.
Okay, so you're taking Grounded for Life. 100K.
Oops, I wrote a K-100.
I'm going to take a huge gamble and go out on a limb here, and I'm probably way wrong because of the whole Goody Two Shoes thing, but what the hell, I'll say Amanda Bynes.
What the hell is that?
That's the girl from, like, Even Stevens or something, right?
Well, she was like a Nickelodeon girl, but she's on the show with Jenny Garth from 90210 now.
I know,
like, What a Girl Wants or What I Like About You or something is the name of it.
Who's the other star of the show? Jenny Garth? Is that what
you think?
Yeah.
Well, no, there's a bunch of guys on the show.
So you think it's a lesbian porn?
No, I know it's not, because I specifically read that it was first her having sex with her co-star and then with the guy that's filming it.
Terrific. What a champ.
So exactly is the name of the show?
The Amanda Bynes Show.
It's called What I Like About You, I think.
Is it?
Or What a Girl Wants. One was a movie, one's a show. Either way, nobody's going to help us, so.
Okay.
And Radio BBQ picked the Jim Belushi Show, I guess, Jim. And
according to Jim, right?
Life According to Jim?
That's his bet.
I think it's just According to Jim. I don't think it's Life.
That'd be so... I don't know any television shows anymore.
Situation comedy
equals
situation
really taking
stupid.
Three?
I would love to take three, because my next pick, I'm ready right now.
I'm okay. Done.
Go ahead.
We'll get you some.
All right.
I'll just randomly get
my next one of the kids, because there's a lot of them, from the 90210 of this generation, The OC.
Is that show still on?
You're going to say that for every show, aren't you?
Isn't it?
I don't know. I watch CSI.
I think that show's like a gigantic.
Yeah, it's either Misha Barton or something Bilson is the other girl's name. One of the ones from The OC is definitely my other pick.
How about...
By the way, Chaz the Dazzler seems to think it's James Woods. And Eric Ryan seems to think it's Oliver Stone.
And Radio BBQ is asking if Hanging with Mr. Cooper is still on, and I'm pretty sure it is.
Actually, Eric doesn't.
Way to go, girl.
Eric Ryan doesn't think it's Oliver Stone. They were actually talking about the movie Salvador. That's all. Sorry, I'm just giving answers to them and bets that they said.
Let's go with Corky and Life Goes On. I'd love to see a porno with that.
There's so many ways to go wrong right now that you just need.
You know what? That brings up an interesting topic.
Oh, God.
That's an unusual style of porn, one that would involve Corky.
Retard porn?
I prefer not to use the term retard. I prefer to use the word mentally challenged, disabled. It's actually a thing I actually really have to
feel. It's like a padded room. Nobody gets hurt.
Oh, man. Eyes have to be taped down.
You shaved me down.
There's injuries from hair. Like, people get, like, friction burns from hair.
We have to move on from that.
But no, I was thinking, I had a thing a little while back that I kind of wish that there would be deaf porn. Deaf people doing it.
There probably is somewhere.
There's only one deaf porn star. I looked into it when I had an interest.
What's her name?
I'm going to have to lie and make something up. Her name was Tajiri, the action figure that I'm looking at. Yeah, I wish I could remember her name.
Oh, Molly Matlin.
No, I don't. I wasn't aware of her porn. I think she's actually the teen star that had sex with the guy from The OC.
Oh, you know what? I need to throw something in here. I forgot there was another clue. They referred to her as a cute as a button TV star.
What?
I don't know that means anything.
Cute as a button, Rachel Barton.
Who's Rachel?
What was that sound? Ooh, it's buttony.
Buttonylicious.
Chaz the Dazzler's recommendation for deaf porn is that I should try spanking it to a porn with the volume off.
Wait, I don't fantasize it with the volume off.
My fantasy about deaf porn is to see deaf girls getting it, not that I am deaf watching people getting it. Just so we can clear that up.
And over here, Radio BBQ's into some hot Urkel action. Gross.
I'd be into it if he did it with Jack A.
Didn't he actually get the girl in the end? Like, they went that far as to actually...
In the end? They got that in-depth, like, positions and where the coitus happened?
God damn it. I gotta look what I'm watching, too. I think, that show's still on.
By the way, I think Chaz might be onto something there.
What?
In the chat room.
What? Ever try spanking it to point the volume off?
No, a little bit above that.
Hot brown-headed girl, artistic. That 70s show? Is that what you're talking about? You like when I just randomly read things I see on the screen with no context?
Because with a co-star, and Ashton Kutcher is definitely sleazy enough, and what's the word when he's in love with himself?
I think that's the best pick so far. Seriously.
He's totally in love with himself enough to film...
Fez and... No, I mean from that show, not the...
From that one. 70s show?
Not the suspended one. I do not
agree. And the redheaded chick, Laura something?
Grey Poupon or something like that. Laura Prepon.
Maybe it was Tanya Roberts.
From what movie was she in with Mark Singer?
Sheena.
Blade of the Jungle. Hey, wait, you want to do a review?
No, I never saw it.
Do you still want to do a review then?
No.
All right, so what was your last serious bet towards this?
He only gave one.
Well, I really think that, I mean, anybody taking that 70s show? Because I think that's a good one.
You're next up. You could take that.
Ooh, yeah, that's mine.
I didn't know it was still on the air.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
I know
last
that.
Season.
I think. I know that. Season. I know that Topher's not involved anymore.
Either is Ashton. They're both leaving.
So what the hell's the show? It's the little Russian girl and Fez.
And the
is she Russian?
Dude?
That little Russian girl's hot as hell.
That's who he's talking about.
Valya Peppa.
Oh, you think she's on set?
I think she's Greek, though. She's not Russian. I think she's like actually from Greece.
So it's already been picked. How about Malcolm in the Middle? The mom and that kid. I don't know.
Pretty appalled by it. Wait, you...
I don't know. How can I know such little television?
You work in TV.
All I freaking...
You work in TV, and you don't know any programs that you want to get jobs on other than reality shows. Reality show, holy crap, I totally forgot about it.
What?
How effing good was Hell's Kitchen? Obviously fake. Well, certain aspects of it, obviously fake. Some parts of it, him fighting with the dudes, like the contestants, and abusing them, brilliant. If you guys don't know, it's a new Fox reality show. It's about a chef trying to make people new chefs, like make them the best chef in the world. It's the same as every other one. Someone gets eliminated every week. Their teams, blah, 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 corny. Amazing show. This guy abuses the hell out of these people. Like, the whole gimmick behind the show is it was like, oh, it's Simon Cowell criticizing people of cooking. It's not really like that. It's really a lot more raw and nasty. I love it. I'm totally hooked on the show. The contrived part is they have, like, a whole restaurant. They have people coming into the restaurant that are displeased with the service, and they're obviously actors. And that aspect of the show is corny.
And to see how the people deal with it?
No, because they never get to the contestants. That's just like filler for the show. It's stupid.
Is there more than one contestant, or is it just one guy?
No, they're teams like 10 people.
Is it brand new?
Its debut was last night, or two nights ago. I loved it. Actually, I was TiVoing it while we were doing the Monday Night Show. I watched it last night. Loved it.
Hmm.
My wife went crazy because, like, it's so obvious that it's fake. How could you really love this? Like, they edited all ridiculous. Like, you see the girl making the same face to three different things that happened in the show. Like, I mean,
it's kind of all stage reality, yeah, you know? It's all set up.
But the guy abusing these kids for the way they cook and stuff was really great. Hell's
so you think
Kitchen,
it's him?
I think he's involved in the sex tape.
That sounds interesting. I'll watch that show.
It's definitely a TiVo alert. You got to watch it. DVR it. Just watch it. Do whatever you need to. Videotape it.
There you go.
Get your Betamax tapes out. Set up your 8mm recorder and aim it at your TV, at the black and white TV that got stolen.
Get your quarter-inch reel-to-reel out and go to town.
A guy got a... There was a guy that was released from a North Carolina prison. He served 35 years for stealing a black and white television.
What?
35 years ago. He had a long, long rap sheet.
35 years for that. Meanwhile, the guy...
Their defense,
who,
you're out.
The guy who killed his wife or girlfriend, fiance, and admitted to it, got 6 years.
That's all he got?
The guy
got
from
six
Salt Lake...
years. Mark Hacker?
Nice. I couldn't remember his name. Hacking, I think. Yeah, the guy, from Salt Lake City, Utah.
Hacker, I was thinking of his, what he does.
For a living, he hacks her.
Ooh.
Yeah, he did, he stabbed her, actually. Hot. I took it back to an ugly place again, didn't I? So speaking of guys that kill their wives, I think it's...
That brings me down, death. It's pretty sad.
You're not into that?
Nah, I don't know.
Aren't you the creator of the television show Dead?
Yeah, like, maybe I wouldn't like it. But I'd probably watch it.
I would like you to make an official statement that you might not like death.
All right. I'll bring one in.
The following is an official statement from the Brown Lodge. Opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect those of Radio BBQ or its subsidiaries.
I might not like death.
You notice he said might. Because if it gets him money from Mark Burnett when he puts Dead on the air, he doesn't care. He'll kill... he'll probably kill
Lindsay
me.
Lindsay Lohan. Whoa.
There it is. There was the clairvoyant moment of the week, the unintended clairvoyance. Lindsay Lohan will die this week. Lindsay Lohan will die this week.
Seriously.
Runner said it.
Seriously. Something bad will happen. And then all of a sudden, I'm going to jail.
You're not going to jail. You live in New York.
I'm done.
Hey, man.
I didn't know there was a state-bound rule that...
No, I'm having bad luck.
No, she's going to get killed.
Shit's happening.
He said that she's going to get killed in L.A.
She's going to get killed in Jersey. He's fine.
At least 15 minutes from his house. By the way, you can contact me via Chris at thebrownlodge.com. Send me an email. I will gladly lead you to Runner's house. He'll show you where the body is.
What's going on?
Hey, man, you're going to throw me under the bus about my racial name for my cat. I'm going to throw you under the bus for killing today's favorite teen starlet.
All right, so I got one more teen starlet, I think.
What's that?
I think I have one more teen starlet to throw out there.
What do you mean? Oh, back for the sex tape? I'm sorry. I thought we were talking about Runner killing a star.
No. Bring it back.
All right, we can talk about that. That's fine. Who is the star?
He's going to be killing Lindsay Lohan this week.
But she was already
so
in the car.
So sorry.
How did you fail anyway?
Oh man.
Wow, that's going to be awesome if this really works out for us. Honestly, enough of nothing, man. 100K, me and you will have the greatest radio careers because we'll be the guys that worked with the guy that killed Lindsay Lohan. We'll
kill her.
Obviously you did. You just predicted you were doing it.
What is the time frame on this? Like, when can he breathe a sigh of relief?
When are you going to get a flight out to her house?
I'm not doing nothing.
If by next week's show she's still alive, then he's off the hook, right?
In a minute, I'm going to jump over this bar and kick the shit out of you.
What am I saying? Dude, we're just going with what you said on the air.
You have the access to an official statement right at your fingertips. Why don't you save yourself now?
I guess I could, right?
But it's an official statement of the Brown Lodge, so we could veto it if we don't agree.
No, I got no problem with him making it.
Screw you, I'll make you do a movie review.
No, he can make an official statement on behalf of the Brown Lodge. I think he should make himself an alibi.
Okay.
The following is an official statement from the Brown Lodge. Opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect those of Radio BBQ or its subsidiaries.
I'm not killing anyone. I'm staying home this weekend. I'm never leaving my house.
What about next week, though?
No. I swear to God.
Will you concretely
nothing
say...
Nothing bad will happen to anyone.
See, that I disagree with. Something bad is going to happen to somebody. I read the paper every day.
Nothing. If something happens to Lindsay Lohan, they're going to come after us, not him.
Yeah, scumbags.
Hey, man, I don't care.
Way to go, bunch of douches.
You know what, man? I'll come to my house. I'm more than happy.
I have no plans on doing anything to Lindsay Lohan, so I'm pretty sure the evidence will point in my favor.
Is that an official statement?
Can I just say something, though? You had an unhealthy obsession with the girl from My Sister Sam that got killed.
Uh-oh.
I had an unhealthy obsession with her after she got killed, though.
Oh, God.
The following is an official statement from the Brown Lodge. Opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect those of Radio BBQ or its subsidiaries.
If and when Lindsay Lohan shows up dead, you might want to look 100K's way.
So anyway, that was Chris. Runner's here. I'm Keith. This is the Brown Lodge.
And
100K is officially dead now.
And all his secrets go with him.
There it is. Well, that's it. On that fantastic note, I don't think this could get any better at this point. So I think it's best to walk away. Leave your. You got to know when to hold them and know when to fold them. I think now's the time to fold them because you killing Lindsay Lohan, one of you two killing Lindsay Lohan, is the best thing that this show's ever going to have.
Yep.
Honestly, I hope the two of you do it together, and I'll take Howard's spot as a single.
Hi, everybody.
Don't you need a Robin?
Thank you so much for listening to the Brown Lodge. We've had a great time this week. We're going to have a great time every week here on Radio BBQ. Thank you to Dan. Thank you to all of you for listening, if you're still listening. You can download some old shows if you like what you heard at our site, www.thebrownlodge.com. You can check us out live here every Monday and Wednesday, 8 to 10 p.m. Hit us with emails, look at the pictures, be all friendly and sexy and all that great stuff with us. I'm done. I've had enough of this. I'm not hanging out with the killers anymore.
And Lindsay Lohan, you stay safe. This is another episode of The Brown Lodge. Come with us every Monday, Wednesday, 8 to 10. Enjoy.
Looks like a little banana.
There you go. You're ready.
Glory to God. Hosanna in the eyes. You are listening to the Brown Lodge. Take it away, buddy.
Thank you, buddy.